For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, fuck faces.
Hell yeah.
Here with my good friends, two of my favorite people in the world, Tate Fletcher and Steve Renazzisi, Punch Drunk regulars.
Fuck yeah.
I apologize for Tuesday. Everybody was very upset with us. Like, we have any control over this, but we promised we would get one in, and here we are. And thanks for coming back.
No problem. I was here on Tuesday reporting for duty, but, you know.
You're kidding me.
Technical issues. Yeah. It's what happens, dude.
Yeah, the fans thought they had it bad.
I know. I had to come here and just hang out
Christ,
with these guys.
I'm sorry.
And then I was talking to Ari, actually getting some stuff done, and Sam's like, I got to go, and just closed his computer. And
yeah, we were at least Skyping with Ari.
In the middle of like a conversation, he's like, I got to go. He just left. I was like, all right.
Sam's at the Punch Bone. Funny Bone in...
Punch Line in Philadelphia. Yeah.
All weekend, and Ari is going to the Yankee game. Hopefully there's another fight. I know you're a big Yankee fan. What do you think of that fight?
First of all... I haven't seen a good fight like that in a while.
One of the best baseball fights we have had in a long time.
What would be the second best baseball fight?
How many years
do you got to go back?
I mean, the Pedro Martinez, when he threw the old guy to the Don Zimmer to the ground in the playoffs. That was a pretty good one.
But that was years ago.
But that, you know what, though? The difference between that one and this one, I remember A-Rod and who's the catcher for the Red Sox?
Veritek.
Were like, they squared up, right? But there were no punches. Yesterday... Cabrera squared up and he kind of swung and then they squared up and they fought. But, you know, Austin Romine had the catcher's gear on.
I wonder what was said.
That's the guy you don't want to fight on the
baseball.
Yeah,
he's wearing
team.
A helmet, like, chest protector. And when Cabrera swung, Romine ducked down and just grabbed and brought him to the ground.
I want to know what was said because they're nose to nose.
Two versions of what was said. Romine said that he just said, he's like, you know, this isn't about you. He's like, are you saying something to me or something? Because Romine's brother's on the Tigers, the catcher for the Yankees who fought. His brother's on the other team. So apparently, I guess he was saying he had heard some stuff about Cabrera. And the umpire, he was complaining to the umpire about something. And Cabrera jumped in and he said, hey, this isn't about you. Cabrera's version is, he said, I'm not fucking talking to you. So, you know, who knows what's right, but whatever it was, that was enough for him to square off.
Yeah, that's the good excuse to fight for.
Yeah, I mean.
I wasn't talking to you, or this wasn't about you. That discernment, it's subtle. It's subtle, the insult.
Yeah. This is coming off a guy getting hit in the last inning, though, so they had taken some offense to it.
They'd thrown, and then the Yankee guy threw at the Detroit guy, kind of like in retaliation. And then now that
fascinating.
Three times bench
is cleared. Like adults, he threw a ball.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, man, you threw at my guy. Guess what?
I thought Cabrera was wrong. I thought Patances on the Yankees was wrong. He hit a dude the next time in the head. Like, he says he didn't mean to hit him in the head, but he threw a ball and hit him in the head? Yeah, on purpose.
At what point is that a crime?
Assault.
Dude, that's pretty bad.
I mean,
and that guy throws 95.
If the guy dies, like, you're throwing it. You know what I mean?
He says he didn't mean to hit him in the head. He was going to hit him.
To hit him, but not in the head?
Yeah, like, you're supposed to hit. Yeah. If you're going to hit someone, you're supposed to hit him in, like, the ass, the back, the thigh.
Yeah.
If you're aiming to hit someone to send a message.
Shoulder, thigh.
When you say you're supposed to, that's how you're trained?
Well, if you're sending a message, like sometimes, I guess, you know, it's like unspoken things. It's like if you hit a home run, your team, and then the next time up, your best player gets hit maybe first or second pitch on the ass, you know that was on purpose. Yep. So now your job as a pitcher, no one has to tell you, is you're going to go out there and you're going to defend your teammates and you're going to go hit somebody else.
It's like, hey, you throw at us? Cool, man. I'm throwing
now, if you do that,
at the-
Yeah, there's a protocol. You throw it, like I said, the
it's
hit
not
the
just
ass.
For hitting a home run. It's like if you stare at it, if you show
if you
up
showboat,
the
showboat. If you take offense. Showboat. Now, what are the first of all?
If your pitch is if I hit a home run and I'm like admiring my shit.
Yep. Or you throw your bat and do like one of these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't celebrate my success.
Or if I'm rounding the bases.
Depends on who you are. If you're Barry Bonds, yes. If you are some Yasiel Puig does it all the time, but people get pissed.
So then I guess put my teammate at risk. It's not even me that's going to take the beating for
it. You might take it.
You might take it your next at bat.
Yeah.
Okay, but for sure the next teammate I have at bat is going to get it also.
But if they take you out of the game, if Puig gets pulled for defense for whatever reason, and he's already hit a home run and show, but like it could hit, they'll hit somebody else maybe.
I love that the most exciting part of all these sports is fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Like it's like whether it's hockey or basketball or baseball, who thought that those nerds in baseball would fight each other? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of baseball fights aren't. It's almost like.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of squaring off and a lot of jibber jabber,
right,
but
like
not a lot of
guys
like
at the bar.
Getting to the ground.
Yes, exactly. Like that.
Bro, and they're chest to chest and all that.
Like these
a lot
dudes
of people
got
say,
up.
No, come on, a lot of that shit.
These guys got up, and there were a couple like strawberries on people's faces and stuff. Like you could tell, like there were actual contact.
It was piles of people. I mean, bench clearing.
Yeah.
People were running from like the
bullpen. That's the best
bullpen
part.
Way in the outfield.
Running in.
They come running way
and
from
they're
out
like,
there.
Don't stop the fight soon. Keep it going.
Like, you know, like
got another 50 yards.
Some of those pitchers.
Exactly what happened.
Some of those relief pitchers are like, you know, like they're just itch. They don't get to play that much. And they're like, you know.
Sure.
They're Southern boys.
Dying
they're
to
itching to fucking fight. Yeah, and they're just like, let's go. Yeah. And you got to see this dude sprinting out of the. He's like, I'm. Let's do this. Let's
like
have some
a guy
fun.
Guy code, kind of.
Yeah, we're going to defend
it's
our
2
teammates.
There's no pussy. There's either. No. I want some physical contact.
Something's
going to
happen. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was at Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And then who do they play today?
I have no idea.
So that was the end of that series.
This is like the last day game of the year for like they do it in the summer. They do one day game a week. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they play Detroit for the rest of the year. I'll look it up. But
it's funny
it was a good one. It was a good, like, as far as those go, there's going to be suspensions. It's probably going to hurt the Yankees more than anyone else because Gary Sanchez Jr. got into it later on.
Right.
So if they suspend him and Romine, then we have no catcher. So
right,
I mean, it could be argued you don't deserve a catcher at that point, right?
It'd be funny. You should have to play without a catcher.
Yeah, eight, nine on eight.
Flying
right
by.
The umpire is like, fuck.
Just constantly hitting him in the chest pad. It's funny because in like baseball, and somebody on Twitter brought this up to me, and I was like, yeah, that's actually a really good point. In baseball, this fight was, you know, a good fight for baseball.
Yeah,
and there's going to be a lot of suspensions on both sides of the ball, but in hockey, it would be like, all right. You go sit over there for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're expected to fight in hockey.
Well, I think it's sort of gotten a little bit better. Not better, but, like, it's gotten pared down.
Tamer. Yeah.
Yes. I think there used to be, in the 80s and 90s, really, there were goons. There were guys on the team whose, like, job it was to fight and protect.
I remember
Joey
Koser and Probert when they went to Arizona to train with Sugar Ray's boxing coach. In the offseason,
awesome.
Right? That was a Detroit Free Press story.
Any
that
offense,
that's
defense
hilarious.
That they could possibly contribute was all gravy. You know, it was like
their
job was
right.
just to be out there to protect.
Well, there was
people.
A little bit of like that in the 80s in the NBA where people would like, because remember the Detroit Pistons were so rough. They would fucking Lambeer, they would just clothesline people, really hard fouls. And the Bulls went out and got Charles Oakley, and his job was just to be the goon. Anybody touches Jordan. You make them pay for that. You let them know. You hard foul him, Charles Oakley's going to clothesline you.
Yeah, it happened.
I feel like a basketball player, they've got to be – that's the scariest athlete if you were going to get beat up by an athlete.
Why, because of reach?
A basketball player?
I just feel like they're so athletic. They're strong.
Cardio.
They have good cardio. They are fucking – they're driven. They're – you know, if that's in their mind, they're going through that wall.
Yeah.
And like – like, those are huge, huge athletic men. There's not other, like, a football player. Maybe he beats you up for a little while, but he gets tired.
Some of those offensive linemen that Jay Glazer trains and stuff like that, those guys, like, I wouldn't want to
fight a
like
kicker.
Like a linebacker.
I don't want a piece of nobody.
Yeah, no, none of that. But, yeah.
Badminton,
a basketball bruiser with, like, a 6'7" reach.
When MMA money gets to be basketball money.
You think that'll be the switch
and
then?
Because if you can shoot hoops like that and you can make $100 million, who's not doing
that? Yeah, but
that
that's over 5 years.
$20,000. and 20 grand in the UFC.
That's true.
You
yeah.
know what
yeah.
I mean? There's
grand,
a bit
guys.
Of disparity.
There's just a touch of, I mean, you even see that in the NFL. Now, there's all this talk about 2021, the NFL striking, all this collective bargaining agreement. Everybody in the NFL, and a lot of those specialized players, wide receivers, cornerbacks, not the bigger, you know, 300-pound linemen, but those guys that were like, oh, yeah, I was a blue-chip basketball player in high school. They played basketball, baseball, and mm-hmm. football, and they just went to the NFL. All of them are like, man, I picked the wrong business. Right. You know, I see these NBA contracts coming out now.
Because they're guaranteed, and, you know, they keep the collective bargaining agreement keeps getting better for them. They keep winning every time.
Absolutely.
They get more and more.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't happen anywhere.
But it's also, it's different, it's a hard thing to quantify because there's so many people on an NFL roster.
Yeah, you know, you got 53 guys.
53 plus a practice squad of 12 or 13. You know, NBA, you have 12 people you got to pay. So it yeah. probably is like, overall, probably the same amount of lump sum. I just got to pay 70 people instead of 12.
It's marvelous.
But you also only have, you know, 16 games versus 82.
That's true.
To make that money.
That's absolutely a great point.
By the way, did you completely off? Do you know Atlanta put in the new stadium? They put a Chick-fil-A in.
Yeah,
you heard about that?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's closed on
and
Sundays.
It's closed on Sundays
when fucking football games happen.
That's yep. awesome.
But I mean, college games. But yeah,
Jesus,
college games, concerts, monster yeah. trucks, WWF, UFC,
minus
all that
eight,
shit.
Eight packed sold out Sundays minus every year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every year,
yeah.
Who wouldn't want Chick-fil-A?
Hopefully, 10.
Well, you'll
and
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Oh, is it there?
No. It's going to be.
What's the...
They'll get a Thursday or a Monday
game.
What's
the wheels on his chair?
On that, as far as Jesus goes? Like, Jesus doesn't look at a mayonnaise-laden chicken breast sandwich on a delicious toasted bun as a good thing on Sundays?
Sundays are for rest and family, man.
So are they mad at football also?
Probably. I don't know. I mean...
No, somebody has to work, just not us.
Got it.
Because we're going to heaven. That kind of thing.
Who, us?
Me, you know, like the people that
you,
you know, not me, but you know,
I mean, I'm not gonna show up. No. I got invited, but I'm not going.
I'm on the list, but I'm tired.
Told them I'm late.
I don't know if I don't even know if I want to.
I'm not sure if I even want to hang out with those people.
Well, that's my point. Is like everybody that I know and that I've hung out with and that I've enjoyed their company. None of those guys are going to heaven.
What if you go to heaven China like, and you're a day earlier? And then Sunday hits you twice, but it's really Monday. Do you go by your Sunday or their Sunday? And then they don't have national religion in China either.
You're saying a Chick-fil-A in China?
Yeah, if you were a Chick-fil-A owner, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I think they call those Chink-fil-A's.
There it is.
Chink-fil-A. Right, guys?
Waiting for that joke.
Yep. Yeah.
I wrote that 3 days ago. I couldn't wait. Tate. Yeah. I saw the big Jumanji picture of you with
yeah.
The Rock.
There's a little screenshot a dude sent me off the trailer.
How cool is he? Cool guy?
Really cool.
Rock?
Yeah.
Everybody says that.
He's awesome.
Everybody says he's just like a great guy.
He's one of the nicest, most genuine dudes, and he's got to be turned on all the time. I don't know. I feel like it's
what
like
do you mean turned on all the time?
Like turned on.
Oh, he's got to be himself. He's got to
like,
be.
Hey, how you doing? Like he's got to be
constantly
present.
Interactive.
You know, I just can't imagine how much headspace, like it's got to make you tired as fuck. To be that guy.
There's
that
no incognito to him.
No, man. And you're out there. You're fucking a 6'5", 280-pound man that looks like Dwayne Johnson with a smile that blows up the room like a Tom Cruise smile.
Yep.
Like, holy fuck. He's on all the time. Always just kind and gracious and all that.
There's that in a whole new campaign he's doing with Apple where it's like he can't do it. Like, the news story, like, he's watching the news doing, like, three things, and it's like, experts say The Rock can't do anything else, or he can't do any more.
Right.
He's like, oh, I'll show that. And he's like in space,
yeah,
on the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Just, I feel like he's constantly
awesome.
Has to be engaged with something to be able, like that's, and then he just powers off to go to sleep
completely.
For like, whatever, probably 5 hours.
How yeah. much of that is him and how much of that do you think is the machine around him?
The machine is just like one or two guys though. It's like he's got a security guy, really cool. Everybody's super, you know, you're with somebody all the time, you're fucking cool.
I mean,
cool
agents, managers, studio.
But I mean, even
you
like,
need those people for those press junkets when you're like, I can't fucking do this
He took a picture
anymore.
Of us and he posted it on Instagram. And I'm superimposed. I'm photoshopped, right?
To yeah.
be bigger. It looks like my arm is as big as his whole leg. And he's a little bit bigger than me. Like mm-hmm. the picture I posted was a still frame yesterday on my Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and he's about an inch taller than me probably, and he's probably 15 or 25 pounds heavier than me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a big proper sized human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
like
and,
you're not.
And in this, but like
for Tate to say that about somebody, I just kind of felt like shit moved under my bowels
in that show. Like there's maybe
proper
know,
sized
ten, too. Ten like
look at me,
irregular actor stuntman guys that are there, and I was maybe the ninth biggest one. It's like everybody is big on that, you know? And that was the narrative for the show. Like, that's the idea of photoshopping, I think, that a little bigger is like, I'm fighting these monsters that are here. So my point is that he controls the narrative so well. There's nothing thoughtless about what, as far as the machine goes. It's like very, very well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, he's a juggernaut, man.
Who else is in that? I was surprised to see the list, because I thought
Jack Black is in that. Kevin Hart is in it.
He's another one, though. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure the two of them hanging out
together.
But did
you notice Tate, anybody that's watching this?
Another machine.
What's his name? Kevin Hart. You gave us the sign of a midget.
Real little.
You see, he was at the Rams camp the other day.
I mean, you guys
Awesome. And he dropped that ball.
Yeah, punt. Yeah, couldn't field a punt.
Really?
I mean,
yeah, he's shooting
athletic.
Some YouTube show. He's shooting a YouTube show. And that's what he was there doing that.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
He's athletic. I mean, he's like, you know, he works out. He's probably
he
in good shape.
Quick,
yeah,
he looked good.
But
pads.
You can't, like, you know, he's like 5'2",
well,
probably.
You imagine even those guys that are throwing those balls, that there's a lot of that. That's a velocity that you're not used to engaging with. Like, you know what I mean?
This
it's
was
like,
a punt, which was kind of hard, too. It's like, right. So you got to catch the ball coming out of
all
the air
that.
50 feet out of the air.
Yeah, the skill set is pretty fucking huge. I think it's cool, like, what Kevin Hart does. You say he's making a YouTube show. What it makes me think about is, like, and it's kind of like this place or at the store we were talking about earlier, how you just got a creative idea. Here's a space for it. Put your soil down and let it grow. What, if that's the Naughty Show or if that's whatever, all that shit, right? And what he does, he's going to start a YouTube show. It's literally what anybody at all with an iPhone can do. Like if you want content and you have a great idea, you can put it out there and it can get traction and all. And it's like – and so my first thought is like how cool that you're just super rich. You're incurring a huge, huge amount of income every year. And so you can do whatever. You can have a YouTube show and go and field punts. But literally anybody can do that. The same thing. It's like the difference in the quality of your life and the quality of his life is maybe just decimal points. You know what I mean?
A like, lot of them.
But like the decimal points for his rent, his mortgages, like all that increases.
Sure.
It's like at a certain point, a ribeye from a nice restaurant is a ribeye from a nice restaurant, regardless of what the rest of it looks like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a real freedom.
The energy that he puts out there.
It's incredible.
I mean, he's another nonstop guy. You know when you put him in the movie.
That's
you're
a worker.
A ton of money, but he's going to be on every fucking talk show. He'll be at every single like event that's around there. If it's around the Super Bowl, he'll be at the Super Bowl. If it's around, you know, the NBA,
and he's not just going to go.
Game, he's going to be
he's going to be turned on, and he's going to be exuberant.
There'll be some sort of branding sponsorship
awesome,
with the thing. So it all is it's a well built machine, but it takes a lot of energy. And you know, guys like him, those are like superheroes to me. I'm like, it's not just because of the size of The Rock or the lack of for Kevin Hart, but the ability to just keep that.
I wonder if The Rock could fit Kevin Hart into his ass.
Oh, they were like Russian nesting dolls.
I don't know.
You just open up The Rock and you can find.
He could definitely eat him. Oh,
maybe if he did yoga.
Yeah. And just like really opened up.
Really relaxed and just let his chakras open.
What if he just like really relaxed, was meditating, let his chakras open, and then Kevin Hart just comes out of his ass? What's up, everybody?
And that's how he came on stage for his next special.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
the Rock. It's a close
no.
up on The Rock reading a paper, just slowly just like relaxing. And then he just literally just shits out Kevin Hart onto the stage.
I feel like we're going to see this on stage.
And then boom, Kevin Hart comes out.
That would be
It'll
great.
It'll be at like a Department of Defense fundraiser for troops in Iraq or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah. They'll be like,
do they do fundraisers? I bet they don't. I'm sorry.
I don't think they call them fundraisers. Definitely not.
It's taxation.
Pitch that to The Rock, though.
Yeah, for sure. I'll give him a
Hey,
call.
Can you shove Kevin Hart up your ass and then shoot him out on stage?
I might pitch him.
For muscular dystrophy.
You can give me a pitch meeting.
I got a bunch of ideas.
No, you're going to do
can
it
you
for...
you do this publicly?
This is going to be for a fundraiser, like one of those like that's on every channel fundraisers.
Make a wish.
Hosted by like, you know, whoever
like
the new Jerry Lewis
Jerry
is.
Jerry Lewis, Who is the new Jerry Lewis, by the way? You know who it'd probably be?
You.
Is, I love that. I'll take it.
Tripoli's the new Jerry Lewis.
No, it's the guy from The Nerdist.
Oh, Hardwick. Yeah,
Hardwick. I can see Hardwick.
Hardwick will host it.
That's the kind of thing he would get
I'd
into.
I'd rather see you.
I'd rather see me, too. I'm not going to lie.
I don't like you saying this Hardwick dude's name. I don't.
I was just throwing it out there because he always hosts things.
Well, that's
but I would absolutely take it.
Yeah.
How excited are we for the big fight tomorrow?
Pretty fucking excited, man. I think that there's so.
Why are you excited? Because when we talked about this before, you were kind of like, nah.
I wish there were 2 months more or another year. I think that the reason.
Another year. It's been since 2015.
But you look at like what happened with Jose Aldo,
mm-hmm.
and that was a year and a half of pressers, basically. Yeah. It blew Conor up, and it also cost Jose that fight. It gave Conor enough time to embed and implant himself
how far
in his head.
He really hasn't done it. They announced that fight, and it was a year and a half.
Injuries. There was all
whose injuries?
I think Jose
Aldo.
Got hurt.
Yeah, oh, Aldo, hurt. Yes, sir.
And that forestalled it again and again, and that became a thing. And so this
because
thing,
it built him up, and then the result, too, was catapulted him then because
so
it was
this
like.
Result,
I thought he was
going to
lose that fight. I was confident Aldo was going to win that
for
fight.
For sure.
So it was Aldo.
And the next one, I thought. And then I was like, Conor's real as fuck.
Yep. It was,
you know?
Yep.
It's crazy.
I agree.
Now, you look at that and you look at the last 10 guys that Conor fought, the 100th best boxer in the world would light those guys up in a boxing match. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not a great boxer, a good journeyman fighter would outbox every one of those guys and probably knock them all out.
Sure.
Conor's going to fight the very best. So he kind of looks great against all these guys, mm-hmm. or whatever, or he's won at least. You know, he didn't mm-hmm. look great in every fight, but. He fights this guy that's the best in the world. There's so much. Like, what happens after? We got Dana White as a character looking like Don King. Like, mm-hmm. you come out of your promotion. Now you're in a boxing promotion, and you just got your arm around your guy. Like, are you guys – do you take $100 million and you walk and make your own promotion, or are you competing with the UFC next, or do you make an own boxing promotion? What's going on? Because Conor can for sure get fights after this in boxing. He can fight Triple G. He can fight whomever.
He'll fight Paulie Malignaggi.
Exactly.
Oh,
and that's what's probably going to happen.
The hype's already started.
And so,
I said the only thing he has to do is last all 12 rounds and not get embarrassed.
He'll never fight.
And he can get $30 million.
He'll never fight the UFC again. Why would you?
Yeah, you could get $30 million to fight Paulie Malignaggi.
I think he will.
For a million versus 30, 50, 100? You know what I mean?
I think he'll go back and forth. He'll get $30 million to fight Paulie Malignaggi. Then someone will talk shit in the UFC. He'll go back in May and fight a UFC fight.
His coin is up in the UFC after this.
Dude.
Because he's now a household name. To all of us, he always was. But we're all A, sports fans,
sure.
and mixed martial arts fans, and UFC fans. So we always knew about Conor.
Right.
Now, everybody's girlfriends and wives know about Conor. My mom knows about Conor.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Yeah.
All three of my moms know about Conor. You know what I mean? So now for him to go to the UFC, that's going to be front page news again.
I've had people say, oh, you used to fight, and they go, is that the kind of thing that Conor guy does? They know Conor.
Yeah.
They don't even know the sport. Yeah. They just know this crazy Irishman.
Yeah, that's my point. So whoever fights him, it's a payday.
I think also, though, like, what's Dana's play in this? He's not invested in the UFC anymore. He gets a paycheck from them. Like, where's all this go? And then I look at the fight itself. Conor knocks guys out. He got hammers.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to hit Mayweather.
Yes.
Mayweather doesn't knock anybody out. Not in... Is it decades?
No.
It's been a long time.
It's
been
fights.
A long time.
Yeah, about so, four or five years.
And so
his last knockout was against that guy when they had an illegal headbutt or something, and then the guy sucker punched him. That was the last time he knocked somebody out.
That's not legitimate, I wouldn't
Victor
say.
Victor Ortiz, I think that
Victor
was.
Victor Ortiz,
yeah.
And then before that, I think it was, who's that English guy, the white
Ricky
dude?
Hatton.
Ricky Hatton.
Yeah.
Ricky Hatton, and that was about 6 or 7 years ago.
See, now, here's my question.
Okay.
What happens if first round would be bad. Second round, McGregor pulls a Ricky Hatton, right? Drops his hands and just gets caught with 40-year-old whatever's left in the
and
fucking tank, fresh power, right? And goes down. What does that do for him next? He's out of boxing. Is like sort of you get a box
all
or whatever.
The boxers
yeah,
are like, we saw
and
what
then
happens.
Does that affect him at all when he now goes back to the UFC?
His money is so low comparatively in the UFC; it can only be higher. I think, even mm-hmm. if he loses this boxing match.
Yeah. I mean, right? there's a difference between getting choked out by
Nate Diaz
and having that sort of, in the sport, in a situation maybe, it's like I just kind of got caught up in something like that. But this, I feel like, would affect him way worse than that.
What do you think of the Nate Diaz fight? I mean, the one where he got choked out, like, I have a feeling about what happened there. Like, every jiu-jitsu guy in the world's like, yeah, jiu-jitsu, but it's like boxing beat Conor there, and Conor
striking.
Decided, he said, I'm going to quit.
Yep.
You could see him. He's
you
cowed.
You sure can.
And he goes, I'm going to quit, and you could almost see it all working. I don't want to get knocked out. And he shoots the shittiest double leg ever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Gets taken down, touched a couple times, and then gives his neck when he turns over. Like, he quit, right?
So you're saying instead of getting knocked out by standing
course,
up, that's like his
he made a choice
another
of
version
how he
of
was
it.
Gonna,
okay.
Because we can get out of MMA fights anyway. You know, we get to say, in a
without
boxing
concussive
fight,
striking. Without concussive striking.
In a boxing fight, how do you get put out? You get knocked out or you go the distance. That's basically it.
Yeah, or you can get, you know,
DQ.
The stoppage.
Yeah.
Right?
Or TKO, yeah.
And so you're 5, 6, 8 rounds in. You're Connor. That old man, he lives there. He's happy. He's got all his breath. This is what he does for mm-hmm. forever. There's no adrenaline for him. Maybe not for Connor either, but I would think Connor would be the one that would get more tired in this fight because it's a different kind of fight.
Is it really like it's 25 minutes versus 36 minutes? I mean, I know it sounds like a big difference, but is it really a big difference? Or are UFC guys... Is their wind good enough at that level, at the
sure.
McGregor level, to be able to just, they would be able to do
McGregor
two or three
can
more
do a five round fight.
Yeah.
You know? So we're talking about 29 minutes or whatever it is, right? So, like, you look at, that's very similar, but in boxing, we have an agreement a lot of times. If we're having a 10 round fight, we're going to agree to dance around and move around. We're not really going to put it out there.
And a nonverbal agreement.
You see, mm-hmm. yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
All boxers do this.
Almost in the same way about pitching.
Seventh,
it's understood.
Yep. Seventh, eighth round. Now we're going to turn it on and fucking go and move, right? And that's kind of the deal. And then they have that saying that, like, you know, a guy that's a KO guy
like
is
me.
Never going to win a decision. And a decision fighter is never going to KO a guy. And you got a guy that's a KO guy in Connor, and you got a guy that's a decision guy in Floyd.
100%
and
right.
And so, like, this is really interesting just in that. Connor's going to go throw it all out. If he can't put him away in four rounds, he's going to be a tired son of a bitch by 7, 8 rounds. Now, what does it look like? And flashback again to Connor going, holy fuck, Nate Diaz is going to knock me out or whatever he's mm-hmm. thinking. And he mm-hmm. shoots that double. What does that look like in a boxing match? Now you're just there in the lights.
Holding.
And you're taking.
Holding.
Yeah,
holding.
So he's got to hold.
It's holding. Not going to be any stupid. He's not going to lose that money by doing
this. Can you hold him? Because the difference primarily with a boxing fighter and an MMA fighter is footwork. It all comes down to footwork. And a rudimentary boxer has better footwork than most MMA fighters.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we saw that with Ronda Rousey and Holly Holmes. It was really articulated very well physically. We got to see what that looked like. Somebody that we thought was a pretty good striker. Ronda was a pretty good striker for MMA girls until she met Holly. And then fucking Holly could move around like she was transporting herself, like she would teleport behind her
mm-hmm.
and make her fall down just by moving. And we're going to see that with Floyd. Floyd's got the best footwork of anybody.
Yeah,
probably against a guy
ever.
that's pretty good Holly, in the UFC. But he's also good at baiting. And so Connor's whole thing is like, I'm going to come down here with Eddie Alvarez, right hand low, chin low, and I'm baiting him in. I see him moving to throw that hand, ding, and he hits him with that left and drops him. And that's mm-hmm. his, you can't bait Floyd. Like, Floyd's too fast, man. And if you think you're going to pull those tricks, that's a fucking long day for Connor.
It really is, because I don't think that stuff's going to work.
No.
I don't think you can bait Floyd, because he's just... He's going to get enough off to win the fight and win almost every single round and stick that chin behind that fucking shoulder and just sit there. And you cannot get him behind that shoulder. I don't care how long your arms are.
And Connor will get frustrated because he'll be thinking, the thought will come in. I could body lock him and throw him.
Yeah, why can't I just...
And it's like,
I know where he's moving to, but I can get there with my other arm, but I have to hook him and grab him and bring him back. But you can't do that.
And that's all wasted thoughts, because
I've
that stuff
that
doesn't
about
happen.
That.
So he's thinking about all the stuff that he could do, but he can't do. And so he's going through the checklist. I could do this. Oh, shit, I can't do that. He's got to govern himself all the way. Now you're not in the fight anymore.
Yep. Remember when Clubber Lang grabs Rocky when he's trying to get away?
I never thought about that.
And he just grabs him by like what is like the hand of the glove and just throws him back into the corner and starts to work. You can't do that, and that's what's going to – his DNA is going to go, I know he's fast. He's going to move over there. I don't have time to get back, but
we might
I can
see
grab
a double
him
leg.
Throw him back.
We might see a double leg.
He can't do – he's going to lose so – he loses like 90%
that's
of his
I
money.
Heard as well.
If he gets frustrated, can you see him not shooting a double leg?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But here, what's 90% of $150 million?
Yeah, and whose pocket does that go into? Back into Floyd's?
That's interesting too, because that's a gang of money that's in escrow right now.
I mean,
right? I mean, that's got to be how they do it.
$100 million,
you put that in escrow.
I guess
that's there somewhere. That's real money.
Yeah. So
it's
who
not like,
gets that money then?
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm sure Floyd gets some of it. So
I hear that
probably
Floyd,
goading him into trying to make a move like that is a tactic that he's worked on too.
I hear that Floyd is going to come away with about $350 million.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Connor will come away with around $150 to $180 million.
Kudos, boys.
It's $700 million. It's going to make
good for them.
I just read on Deadline, which is the industry trades.
Almost
like,
four and almost
no
two
one's going
is about
to the
what
movie theaters.
Almost
are,
a billion
yeah.
dollars. To put it in perspective,
split between two people.
Jay-Z is worth $500 million.
Yeah.
That's his whole life's work. A bunch of platinum records, yeah. movies, clothing lines, deals with fucking like.
Yeah, but that Carrie Ann Wisniak, because he just won that Powerball, right. can say fuck you to both of
that's
them.
Right.
Go, I made
that's
more
right.
money this weekend than
Until
both
she's
of you
on
fuckers.
Welfare next
I was so shocked that she even showed her face
oh,
and
man.
Said her real name.
I was like, one lady, 53 years yeah. old, she's like a medical person.
There's
and
a bunch
I
of suitors. How many guys are like, I've
What's
always
her name?
Loved you.
What's her name?
Like Wisniak or something like that?
I'm proposing to you right now, yeah. Kelly Wisniak.
Show your dick, man. Get that
picture. Whatever
it
is you need. Whatever it is you need. You need a mouthful of dick? You want me to
dude,
spray
you
down?
She doesn't need anything from you.
Oh, and she...
Nothing.
I don't know, dude.
Nothing.
You want herpes, baby? Fax me.
She could get that other place.
Yeah. way less
hey,
money
wanna,
and a
baby.
Much
you want to be
way.
On Punch Drunk? How about that?
Well,
that's a great
that's
offer.
A dream come true right
could
there.
Be a show regular.
How'd you like to come to All Things Comedy? I mean,
sit in the middle of
I
us.
Just saw Al Madrigal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Little stuff like
he
that.
Name
here.
Dropping.
My day.
Yep.
I'll name drop. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
if I won that,
money,
I would
though.
Not even... I'd be like, my name is Duncan Trussell.
No, there's a way you have to do it. You don't. You send like a lawyer. You never release your name.
For
sure. You can get it.
She was all over the news.
She's, one person,
she's
too.
She's going to be bankrupt
that's
in 2 years.
That's a lot
years,
of money.
Something
I love
like
watching those shows. Did you ever catch it like,
no.
on TLC? Like,
yeah, it's got to be. That's
when
too,
the lottery
too
goes
heartbreaking
wrong.
For me. I want the happy story in my heart. I got to
yeah.
have that. I
can't. Some guy bought like, all of Elvis's cars or something.
There's everybody says the same thing. There's no way I could blow through $400 million. But that phone never stops ringing.
Right.
You know? And I wouldn't be buying Tigers
you better,
and all this.
You better go Dave Chappelle and go to Africa and just throw all your electronics away
no,
for a
just
year.
Just live like you normally.
Figure yourself
you figure out.
Out
what's important to you,
yep.
right? You got to check.
But you got
to
reassess that.
$450 million cash, right?
The urge
you
to buy Lambo strong.
Nobody knows who I am.
Yep.
What do I want to do for me and the people around me? Okay?
I'd like to be famous.
So you start
I'm
to do that, little
yeah.
things.
Start a reality show.
You put that money in the bank and it... 5% interest of $350 million means your great grandkids will never have to
yeah.
work if they don't
yep.
want to.
But 350, now you get down to nickel and dime it. Government's going to take 49%
no,
of
no,
that.
I'm saying that's. She gets 760 she won.
Really?
Yeah, 760. So she's probably going to clear around like 450.
I think 443, I think, was
yeah.
the check
well,
she had.
She earned it, man, you know?
450, like 450, she earned it. I mean, she did stand at a 7-Eleven and say five fucking numbers.
Yeah, that day too. She was like one of those people that went like when hey, I thought about going. Like
life
I was on the news at 5,
timing,
and I'm like,
and
one of these fucking
I did the same thing, and I did.
Yeah,
timing and positioning.
She did it.
She's just better than us.
She, oh I mean, clearly, yeah. now that she's rich, she's obviously a better person than me.
Speaking of rich, the money's coming in now on Mayweather. Those big bets that they expected at the
okay.
Vegas at the
million
all the
a million
money was
two.
All the
Someone,
low bet all the low bets it, people trying to make
the
money
line right now.
It was like -550 yeah. 400 plus
you almost had to put like 600 to make 100.
It was like 12
roughly.
To 1 a month ago, right? It was crazy.
Yeah.
If you'd have bet a grand there on Conor,
well that's what all the money came in.
And then
in
you
at.
Bet 2 grand today on Mayweather, you're covering your money no matter what, no matter who wins. You're making money,
mm-hmm.
which is like those people that have done that had that foresight, but they're doing it with 100,000 and 200,000. Like
yeah, the million right now nets you like 189,000 on a win for Mayweather.
Okay, wow. And what about if you go the other way, Connor? You throw a million on Connor,
a million on Connor. Ooh, I think you
win
a
million.
Half,
I think
four and a half million
yeah,
or something
like
that. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, I watched. I don't know if you guys saw.
But no one's done that though. No one's
Mayweather,
made like huge numbers on Conor.
Right.
Mayweather was on
because MMA fans are brokesters.
Well, no, just yeah. because it's like you know, $1 million. You better be fucking sure, no matter who you are.
That's
and
a
the,
different thing.
And
right.
most people, you
but
know.
Those guys aren't that. Those guys that bet $1 million. That's like me betting $100. Those guys right. are so wealthy. It's just like when you're around guys with money like that. It's not a. I mean, I've seen guys lose that in poker and not. Be bummed out about it. Go and eat breakfast. They're not even sick
yeah,
to their
I was
stomachs.
Wondering. For some reason, I when I first read the article, I was like, oh, is $1 million really like that? I was expecting it to be like someone put like $10 million
right.
on Mayweather or right. like $10 million on McGregor or something like that, where you're like, oh, those are.
Dude.
Like $1 million is still a lot of money, but you're like,
you
oh,
better
shit.
Believe that whoever they placed the bet with, they do $10 million on McGregor.
That moves the line.
Well, there's people that are. We got a team of special investigators that are looking into
oh,
this
yeah.
guy, finding out who he is. Is he connected somewhere? Is there fuckery going on here? Like,
that's true, I guess. So nobody really wants.
Scary,
so $1 million, I guess, doesn't send out red flags, but. more than that probably starts to go.
You're going
to
get the whole mob.
What is this guy now?
Your asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? I remember I lost $500 at a blackjack table in Vegas. I had to move. I had to come back here and surrender my apartment.
What I want to know is where did you get $500?
Yeah.
I didn't have it. They're still looking for me. They're still looking for me, which reminds me I got some ideas I want to pitch you later.
There's that sports book in Ireland that's already paid out on McGregor. I'm on Mayweather. If you bet Mayweather, they're already paying out on him. It's like this famous sports book that pays out on, like, they've done it before. They paid out on like sure bets before. They also paid out on Hillary Clinton winning the presidency.
Wow.
Yeah, they pay it out like days before.
That betting world's a whole world I don't know anything about.
It is a great world to be involved in, and that's why you should go to our friends BetDSI. This is the time to bet.
Yeah.
We're talking about this. After this, I want to get into some prop bets. They have great prop bets at BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCH25. That gets you 25 free bucks to gamble with. Throw it up, a bunch of prop bets. Take your free 25 bucks. Throw some crazy prop bets on this fight.
What are the prop bets?
Here's some great ones.
What is a prop bet? I don't even know that
prop
term.
Bets are like coin toss on a Super Bowl. You know, you can bet on crazy things.
Right.
How many times Trump will tweet during this fight?
Right.
Under seven. So if Trump fires off six tweets,
what color,
you take the under.
What color is the, you know, the, is McGregor could wear? Like, what color shorts or whatever? You know, like.
Here's the one that I think is easiest to fix. And I would absolutely be fixing this.
What?
Will, who's the guy that,
Leonard Ellerbe.
No, I can't think of his goddamn name.
Dana White.
Rapper.
Lorenzo Fertitta.
Rapper.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Will Lil Wayne have a shirt on or not?
What I want to know is, will Mayweather walk out with the Diaz brothers?
That could be one too. That could be one too. Will Lil Wayne have a shirt on? Now, if I'm Lil Wayne's good buddy,
there's no way.
And I see that's a prop bet. If you're Lil Wayne and I'm your buddy, and I see that's a prop bet, I go, "Hey, bro, the odds are better for me if you do wear a shirt. You wear a shirt, I'm throwing $100,000 on it."
Right?
How can't they not? How could they police that and know that? If Lil Wayne's
They probably wouldn't let you put $100,000 on a prop bet.
Because
it's probably a cap.
Bets don't go that high.
Okay, that's probably capped.
Yeah,
and you're really looked at with a scrutinizing eye if all of a sudden you put $1 million on whether he's going to have Gucci or Prada shades on when he walks out.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because that's completely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so those prop bets probably have a.
That's me just making an extra $100,000. You know what I mean?
If I'm
the guy, you know?
Uh-huh. How many times Trump will tweet during the fight? Whether little knockdown, any knockdowns? If Connor gets knocked down within the first four rounds, there's all kinds of crazy prop bets.
Will Trump be upset that Mayweather and McGregor are getting all this attention, and he'll tweet and maybe start a war just so he can get some attention because he'll feel jealous?
He's probably upset because in his eyes, both these people are immigrants.
Are you happy that you voted for him after everything settled out here?
Trump?
Yeah.
Not only did I not vote
now
for him.
Now that you guy's in.
I registered in the state. I probably shouldn't even say this. I registered in the state of Indiana.
Sports fans.
And here we went back to the red state to vote against him.
Oh, you did?
I sure did,
Good for you. I thought you were going to say you, like, some sort of
I was throwing my vote away here.
I had my friend Lou go down there, say he's me, and he voted for
I voted nine times under nine different
voted
names.
For my grandfather who's dead.
Exactly. Yeah.
You Robert worked on the E. Trump Lee. Campaign. That was a rough time for you too.
And I did work on the Trump campaign, but it's only because I'm such bad luck that I figured I'll fuck this up too. Nope, it's the only thing I've ever won.
God damn it.
He's
kudos to you.
Well, I appreciate that. I wish I would have bet on that. So go to BetDSI. Use the code PUNCH25. That gets you money to bet with.
You know, BetDSI, that's the best ad that you've ever had done for you guys.
It probably is.
And a little more money.
I believe if you go use our code, if you then put your own money in.
What code would that be?
PUNCH25. If you whatever money you invest in that on top of the free 25 bucks, they'll put 200 times on that.
200 times the money?
Yep. Well, 200%. So if I put in, $50, whatever.
$20.
Yeah, if I put in $50.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sweet. I now have $150. So go ahead, use that. Great time to bet.
Times, by the way.
Whatever it is.
It's 200%.
200% is what I mean. 200% is what I mean. Yeah.
10 times if I had 100, it would be $1,000.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Let's just make that's good money because I'm putting 10 bucks on now.
You're going to give me $1,000 for putting 100 in?
So Kimmel.
Zeros here.
Mayweather's on Kimmel. And first of all, I was shocked at how little his hands are.
They look like baby hands and their problems. That's very funny. When he would say, "How do your hands hurt when it gets cold?" When he would fucking taunt him, "Do your little hands hurt when it gets cold?"
Yeah, your little man.
Tiny
how about when he comes
brittle
by?
Hands.
He comes by and he. So this is how savvy Mayweather is. He's playing chess because Conor's like, I'm gonna bait him into this. Like the way he grabbed Jose's belt, he goes and he rubs. It's racial.
Touched his like, head. That's
look
weird.
Look at your
right?
little head. You know what I
mean?
I
think he called him a milk dud.
What are you gonna do, boy? Like you're like, holy fuck, he's crossing lines here. But he's waiting. He wants him to get up. Because if he gets up, get your fucking hands off me. Oh, you want to be tough? He would have put him down right there and slapped him a la John Jones Cormier when he lit DC up on stage, right? That's what he wanted. I'm going to dominate him right now in the presser. Physically dominate him. And he just sat there. He knew. He knew. He's like, I'm not going to get up and get baited. I'm not getting baited to stand up against
him
right here.
This ain't his first rodeo by a long shot either.
But also, I say this, though? I'm not going to get... I'd say 90% of it is, I'm too smart to get up and get baited. But that other 10% is like, I really don't want to get up.
And he's also scared.
If he smacks me around.
For
you know,
sure.
Like,
well, yeah.
You know
he knows. Where's that going to go? He's going to beat me up. He's going to dominate me.
We're not
me.
Following
I can't
rules on a fucking dais table right now. Right. You know?
Yep.
He's going to get in whatever he can get in.
Yep.
But then again, it's like you got to.
Yeah, he doesn't want a real fight.
No,
he doesn't want a real fight.
Especially not before the boxing exhibition.
That's a minute and a half. How long do you think a real fight goes with these two?
Oh, my God.
Not even a street fight. Let's say octagon rules.
It's whatever, however long Conor wants it to go.
Yeah. Just a minute?
If he wants it less than that, it can be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, less, because, I mean, he's going to run around the ring a little bit.
I mean, he can literally, if I'm running at you like an airplane.
Please don't ever do
because
that.
Because there's no defense. He's got no wrestling defense.
Yeah, so I'm
he can literally run
down.
At him like an airplane. And there won't be footwork that he can get out of that wingspan.
He can't turn.
And he'll grab him and put him. It will be just a matter of time. How long does it take for me to get from here to there? It's like, that's the answer. It's seconds.
And then choke him out.
Minute he gets his hands on him,
whip him down and then just slap him. He could slap him until he breaks his jaw just from slaps.
I wouldn't know how to get an arm bar. Like, I wouldn't, like, if he just laid him down and just grabbed his arm.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do that because that's not humiliating.
No.
He'd be there. He would big brother me. He'd spit in his mouth, slap him. He'd do all that shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why are you punching yourself? Why are you punching yourself?
Yeah, exactly. He would do all that shit.
Yeah. Why are you beating yourself up? Why are you beating yourself up?
Oh, God.
It's gonna be fun. God, I hate it when girls used to do that to me.
What, are we going to periscope this fight? Where are you watching?
I was just going to ask you guys, what are you guys doing for it?
It's my wife's 40th birthday tomorrow.
That doesn't have anything to do with this.
So you're getting a divorce?
So I'm going to have it at my house because we're going to be day drinking all day
at
a vineyard, and then we're taking a bus back, and then we're going to be at my house at 6.
So you're just going to get it at home?
Does she know she's going to be ignored?
It's after 6, yes.
Yeah, so okay.
Yeah, yeah. But before that, it's all about her all day. We're in the bus, the winery.
Where are we going to be?
I don't know. Yeah, they
you
might
come
have
over
it
my
the
house.
Right, maybe I will. Tiana wants to watch it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. Maybe we'll pop over.
Do you guys see how I was just left out of that? He Jason, and he says, Jason, you could come over to my house.
I never said his
name.
And
he never even made eye contact with me. Do you see that?
Dude, that's your kids would go nuts if Jumanji
shows
up.
It's tough to be this guy in this world. I understand I look like this, and you don't want me around the kid. Whatever. That's cool. That's cool.
Steve's two adorable little sons are just going to look up at you like, oh, my God.
I'd just be on the floor. How old are they?
They're 8 and 5.
Perfect.
Yeah, they're the best, dude.
Oh, yeah, you're great with kids, too. So I'm excited about it. Yeah, so we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll pop over there. Maybe we'll go to the store.
Both
I don't know.
Of you are invited.
Awesome. So Mayweather's on Kimmel. Here's the crazy.
What'd he say?
When you talk about bets, here's a crazy one. He says, Kimmel's like, I'm actually thinking about putting a bet on you myself. And Mayweather says, I'll tell you what. Bet whatever you want on me.
Oh, boy.
If I don't win, I'll reimburse you. I'll give you your money back if I don't win.
Wow.
And Kimmel goes, are you serious? He goes, I'm 100% serious, and then shook his hand on it. If I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I'm throwing $20 million on that fight.
No, I'm throwing $150 million or whatever he's getting.
Anything I can get my hand on.
He's going to put down $100,000 and then give it to charity. Either way, that's what it'll be for his
Yeah, if you're Jimmy Kimmel. I'm saying if I'm Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
I'm calling Ranazizi. I'm calling Ranazizi. I'm calling Tate. I'm
calling pool up our money.
Phil Burr.
I'm calling everyone together.
Ari, I'm getting everybody.
$50 million.
I'm going to be like, all right, put $50 million on this.
It's like your hedge fund.
I leveraged my mom's health care for this. Let's win.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I got plenty of moms. And
then,
and then
when Mayweather loses, you're going to go to Mayweather after he loses and go, oh, man.
Right at the end.
Real rough loss.
Within 10 minutes.
Also, here's some receipts. Here's a couple. MGM Sportsbook receipts. Yeah. It's all in there.
You're going to want to
keep that sometime before tomorrow, if you could settle this up.
Anytime you guys, in the next hour, you guys can get to this.
Yeah. Cash would be great. Cash would be great.
All good.
Cash would be great.
No chips, though.
He was talking about carrying around $50 million.
Kimmel's like, what's the most amount of money you carry around? And he's like, oh, one time I was carrying around like $50 million. And Jimmy Kimmel goes, how heavy is $50 million? And he's like, oh, the two of us couldn't carry it together. So he's got three guys that just, each of them has like $8 million on them or something. Just walk
Your
around
math
$50 million.
Is astounding.
Well, whatever. I'm saying with him, too.
Right.
Him and an entourage of people, they all have $8 million on them or whatever. It's that heavy.
How much is four times eight?
50. Crunch the numbers, Tate. Crunch
the
numbers.
That's the new math, dude.
That's a new. That's it. That's. You know why I don't know? Because my brain can't comprehend $50 million.
I don't even know what it stops after.
We
like
only have
five.
To know eight times four.
He said he used to have a Brinks truck. He used to have his own Brinks truck.
That's awesome.
And he goes,
fuck a Bugatti.
He goes, I sold, but I had to sell it. He goes, because Kimmel goes, you can't just go to a bank and take out $50 million. Like they don't. Banks don't have that much money on them. And he goes, no, you got to special order it, and then a Brinks truck shows up at your house.
Yeah.
Shows up at the house.
At the house. And he goes, actually, I had a Brinks truck for a while, but I sold it.
No, no worry.
And Kimmel goes, who'd you sell it to? And he goes, some other brother that likes money, I guess. Awesome. I can't even fucking imagine. And then they're like, this guy has tax problems. What does that even mean? That
dude,
he
has no
tax
problems.
No,
he probably owed what he thought. You know, when you're that wealthy, it's like you have a number of what you think you're going to owe, and then... You know, it's like,
and
oh, it's
going
to be more. And it's like, oh, I expected to pay $50 million, but I have to pay. So I'll pay another $20 after I make this check.
Right.
But then, you know, hopefully it doesn't.
I thought I made $400 million last year. Turns out after taxes, I only made $180 million. So yeah. I'm kind of lean this year.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's like.
Connor was actually suggesting, and it could be true, that he had to take this fight because of that. Like, he was on the fence about taking this fight.
Well, here's
realized
the deal.
Realized he owed another 20-something million, and he's like, ah, let me go make a quick
But if you think about it like this, just in the terms of, oh, okay, so say he doesn't take the fight. It's going to take him maybe a year and probably another $4 or $5 million in penalties to pay back the $20 million he owes because, you know, investments and all that, that money takes time. Whatever That's he owns, what, buildings, yeah. all that shit, takes time. He's going to make a lot of money, but it takes time to come in. Or I lace him up in 3 months and I make $350 million and I write a check and save myself $4 million in tax fees. Or, you know, you're gonna get penalties and all that stuff. So,
or I sell two watches. Can you imagine what his garage sale must be like?
See, I don't know. Like how, or you try to like, yeah, do I want to liquidate $20 million or whatever the X amount of dollars?
They go through his garage and that's $20 million.
Oh,
you
know, way more than that.
He's got a couple Bugattis.
But I think though, also, if you start to hear Floyd
Mayweather cars,
if you start to hear Floyd Mayweather's laying off stuff to make $20 million liquid, then that's probably against what
would
be his
brand. What
does
that laying off look like though? Like, I wore the same athletic socks twice in a row, and I didn't throw them away. Usually, I just throw them away after I wear them once.
Well,
or like
I think it's for to get $20 million, he'd probably have to lay off. Like he'd have to sell
all
a house,
tops too, probably
like a house, a property or something.
I think that a guy with that, he's got such a well-developed portfolio,
yeah.
That it's like you wouldn't even know. It's like, oh, he owned a golf course in Miami too, and he just sold that. Like
yeah.
it's like shit.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah, be zero on him at all. I think. And I think it's like what you
if
say.
If it's that.
I watched that.
Or if it's all the money's in 45 cars. That's tough because you're not – you got to sell 45 cars. And all of a sudden
cars.
It's like to get $20 million, you got to sell 15 cars. Holy shit. Floyd Mayweather's selling 15 fucking cars. What's wrong with him? Oh, he owes $20 million. That's not good for the money Mayweather brand.
Right.
You know?
It's also not true. Probably. You know what
Probably,
I mean?
Yes.
And it's also like what happens after this too. With the big fight that we haven't even spoken about, is McGregor versus Mayweather
2. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
It's and like, you know what? That'll be determined in about 30 hours.
Yeah.
About 35 hours from now.
It's got to
we'll
be
know whether we want that or not. If it's somewhat competitive.
What do you mean somewhat? Because look, here's the deal.
But
do
it's
people
going to
want
to
watch
box
the whole year-long show of the talk and all that stuff? If it wasn't like if it was a first round knockout or it wasn't a competitive fight at all, like how are you going to buy into all that?
If
hype?
McGregor wins, I think we could be looking at a rematch.
Oh yes.
If this thing is like a split decision, we could be looking at a rematch. If they both somehow magically go down and it goes to a decision, we could be looking at a rematch.
Here's the thing, you guys, you're talking about in a fair play. This is boxing. This ain't fair play. You saw Pacquiao with a dislocated shoulder or whatever go and box him for all those rounds. And it was basically a thrown fight. It was like set up, choreographed. We're going to do this anyway. I know you're horrifically injured, so let's make it look good. Like, that's the fight that they had before. Like, that they're not going to do that and make it. It's so easy to make a boxing match look competitive. This is strictly about the money. It's not to see who's a better boxer. We already know that answer. This is money.
That's a goddamn good point.
Yeah, but
that is
okay.
A good point.
This is entertainment and money.
Yes, I understand that. And I think that if Mayweather.
Almost $1 billion.
I know. If Mayweather says to himself.
And if they do it twice in 16 months, they're going to clear $1 billion. In 16 months, if they fight twice, one makes $600 million, one makes $900 million.
If all of my choices going into this fight and all of my advisors and my bros, and they're all saying, hey, dude, we're going to smash him, knock him out, and I'm like, cool, I'm going to take a 150 out of this. I'm going to be great. And after this, what I'll do as I forecast, which for sure Dana White is forecasting, for sure Connor's forecasting, they're looking into the future and going, so next year I'll be able to parlay this 150 into blah, 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 or I could parlay it into 300 million because I'm going to fight the same guy again because we just make the fight look a certain way. Do you want to just be billionaires, Floyd? Let's be billionaires. We'll have three fights.
You think they talk? Right.
Fuck yes. I bet they talk every night about strategy for pressers and all that. And he's like, hey, how about I'm just killing myself boxing and you're at the strip club all the time. Okay. 24 all access is like that's all it shows.
I know that.
You know what I mean?
I could tell there. Like,
did you watch all four of them?
No,
I didn't watch the.
Did you watch any of them?
No.
Yeah, I watched all of them except for this. There's a new one today or something like that.
No, there was only four.
Yeah,
but that's So you look at I can go back. I can make $5 million, which is great payday in the UFC, or I can make $30 million fighting Triple G or whomever, or I can make hundreds of millions having a trilogy fight with this one guy. And that's what we're on the brink of. We're on the.
It's got to be competitive, though.
Yeah, you can
it's
make
gotta
it.
Got to be.
You and I can have a fight and make it look competitive, Steve.
I'd like to see that. let's do that right now.
You know,
let's get that
Punch
going.
Punch Drunk fans, tune in next week.
This shoulder, oof.
You know what your nickname would be? You'd have to be fucking Chicken Parm.
It's easy, I think, when you look at
what was your UFC nickname when you were fighting?
Well, they called me Tatumus Maximus as a coach.
That's what they did. Okay, cool. So yeah. Tatumus and Maximus versus Chicken Parm.
Chicken Parm.
But they
two Oreo.
You look at the money, dude. And I just follow the money. I don't give a shit what it is. People think the FDA won't poison you. Yeah, they will. People think that Big Pharma's on your side. It's not. It's just money. Wherever the most money is, that's what's happening.
I understand. I just feel like with these guys and with McGregor, you can't turn down
$300 million.
You can't turn off your competitive when you're in the ring coming at someone. And
make no qualms about it. They both want to win.
I think Nate Diaz can't turn it off. If you said, hey, Nate, the second fight, we want to draw or we want you to lose so we can have a trilogy fight here.
Fuck that, dog.
And I think he would almost maybe at first he might say, you know what, dude? Couple million, Nick. I'd do that, whatever. And then he's in there, and even if he knows I'm going to really come up, it's going to change my family. And he gets clipped, and he's going to kill him. He's going to fucking open up, and he's going to kill Conor.
So McGregor doesn't have that,
and I think that McGregor is more measured.
I think McGregor. So you're saying he's more measured, doesn't have that? Because I feel like if he may come
really
at him, and how
this
it's going to be up to Mayweather to turn it off to go. Why is he down right there with his hands down? I could knock him out. Or maybe I'll give him a jab or I'll lay off of it a little bit. Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah.
To keep it competitive?
Yeah, I'm not going to finish him.
Instead of like the normal mistakes that would end a fight or end a
you
early,
allow your guy.
You just kind of don't take those opportunities.
Yep.
And what do you just hope that like in the fourth round or fifth round that you don't make a mistake yourself and he does the same thing, too?
Because you could get accidentally knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're trusting that
he's
guy
He's 40
a lot,
years old.
But you guys are both talking about, and you built a rapport, and you go, hundreds of millions
I guess
dollars.
If you've talked about it,
hundreds
but I can't imagine the two of them have spoken every night.
I can't imagine they haven't.
Well, they did go on a world tour together. And here's what I
not
noticed
together.
About
together. They were in different planes.
You
and
know what?
Yeah,
they're businessmen, though.
But I'm saying
Connor's always looked at the money. Pictures of him in Rolls Royces. All his cars in Ireland. I don't even know how they get that many cars to that island. But like, it's fucking crazy. He is Money Mayweather of UFC. Mm-hmm. He's Money McGregor. That's who he is of the UFC of
sure.
MMA. Do you think that
he
those
followed
guys,
the blueprint of
those
Floyd.
Guys? He's got his own suit line. Those are businessmen. You think businessmen aren't talking about their biggest payday ever?
Well, I will say this.
They're partners.
If you look
at that
tour.
They're partners in this business arrangement that's happening tomorrow night.
Look at that world tour that they went on. And if you watched all four cities that they were at, it was extremely contentious first two cities. I mean, they were really going at it. You get to the time they're in London together, he's rubbing him on his head. He's just
texting. They've got a familiarity.
They did develop this sort of thing, which when he rubbed his head, I'm like, man, if he'd have done that in fucking L.A. or Brooklyn or wherever they were when they did that.
Yeah, woo! That's what it's like. Yeah, there was a very.
They looked like they were going to fight. They looked like they were going to fight in the first two cities. Second two cities, when they were Vegas and London.
Also, Conor made it clear. This is boxing. I'll kill you if I want.
Yeah.
With my hands. There's zero you can do to
when
me.
He got that Irish
I'm
flag.
I'm agreeing to box with you.
When he had that Irish
flag.
But
I will beat the brakes off you anytime I want in the supermarket, mm-hmm. wherever. And like I think that probably set, he goes, oh, that's fucking true.
When he got that.
Yeah, you know? That is true.
When Mayweather got that Irish flag, when they were, maybe it might have been in the L.A. one.
No, it was Toronto.
Well, Toronto. That's where it was, Toronto. He got that Irish flag, Mayweather did, and Conor's like, do something to that flag, and I'm going to fuck you up, boy.
Yeah, but do you think that's real? Like, now Tate's got...
Dude, if he just started wiping his ass with that flag or something, Conor would have fucked him up.
Yeah. You could cross this line,
but
not that line.
You ain't
going to
do shit.
I bet all that shit is out there. I bet I wouldn't be surprised if it was... came out that one of Floyd's assistants was like, yeah, Conor brought the flag over and told us we should do this and let's do this for tomorrow's press. I would not be surprised. With like what I said with the Pacquiao deal, we already saw that we've seen 1,000 examples of boxing being fixed, of boxing being predetermined in some regards.
Thousands.
You know what I mean? We've
thousands.
Seen that example a lot.
It's very
to
corrupt.
To think that the highest paid fight in the world that's ever happened isn't going to be amidst some fuckery.
God,
that's,
I hope
that's
not.
By the way, I had no idea that the Nevada Athletic Commission gets 8%.
Really?
Do you know that?
Uh-uh.
I'm surprised it's that low.
8%.
That's crazy.
Is that you think that's high?
Someone was saying and making an argument that this shouldn't even be allowed. Like they like shouldn't like. It's a
sanctioning body should be a government body, not something that you're already paying taxes. They're already paying governmental taxes. So is this double taxation?
So I'm saying like people were arguing that this fight shouldn't have been sanctioned. Like this guy should not have been allowed.
So they'll get about $50 million.
Oh well, whatever 8% of
because he's supposed to come up through the ranks as a real boxer.
I guess. I mean, it's like I get you know, it's sort of like a celebrity. Like if you know,
kind of.
Look, if Rogan said he wanted to go in and fight Floyd Mayweather and it all got together and they got to the point, like, would you sanction it? Like, I don't know. Like, how does that work? Like, he has no professional record. He's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, not, like, they wouldn't just let anyone in there. I guess that's the argument. Now, I don't see it that way, but.
Everything's marketing.
8% does make a big difference.
That'll tilt
to, like, yes or no. And 8% of 200 million is not that, well, all right, but 8% of 700 million is a lot of fucking money.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Literally anything can happen. We could watch anything happen. Trump's the president, you guys. Like, I don't know how much more I can say.
This is the first good thing that's happened in America since Trump became president.
Nah.
That eclipse was pretty dope, right?
Yeah, that was cool, too.
Well, Trump brought that for us.
Yeah, he did. I think it was an article in the New Yorker. Right before the day of the eclipse, there was an article in the New Yorker that said, Trump says son equally to blame for the eclipse.
I like that. I like that.
That's pretty good.
Like
that was good. It's one of those you wish you said yourself. Guys, if you want to go to the Conor McGregor fight, there's still tickets available.
Really?
I believe so. I believe they've had a hard time selling tickets for this.
To the live, to actually being there?
Yep.
Gino's gone.
Because of us. But you know what you can do? Go to SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off your $10,000 ticket.
I think you can get a pretty good ticket for like $4,000, $5,000, somewhere.
Probably. Probably. Yeah, go to SeatGeek, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Anything you want to go to, any concert you want to go to. A friend of mine, Chuck and Sarah, my Canadian friends, and congratulations on their pregnancy, are coming to America to hang out. And he's a big Broncos fan and want to take his wife and a future child to her first NFL game. And he goes, dude, I went to Ticketmaster, and I was like, fucking prices were so high. Went to SeatGeek, used the code, and he's like, it was $100 cheaper. $100 cheaper. Why? Because they have all those stupid fees.
Yeah, the
SeatGeek
fees.
Price you see is a price you get. You're like, there's a $100 ticket. Though? Then you get a bill, and it's $180. You're like, what?
These are Canadians?
Yeah.
He's American. She's Canadian.
They live up in Canada, though?
That's how it happens.
Like we shouldn't give them discounts.
Hey, he's American, so they're in.
They got to go.
He's American. They're
in. Where's the kid born?
Not born yet. They're pregnant. I think she's due in like maybe February or something.
It'll
like
be born
white,
in Canada.
White kid?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he'll be very surprised if it isn't. He's expecting it to be white. She might have some secrets she doesn't want to share yet. She might be rolling the dice. She should actually also go to BetDSI and throw some money down on this thing being white.
Being
do
white.
A prop bet or whatever.
Prop bet, yeah.
White.
Prop bet. What color would Chuck and Sarah's kid be?
I just used prop bet.
SeatGeek and prop bets.
Very well done. Very well. Yeah, so guys, go to SeatGeek. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Get you $20 off any tickets you want to go to. College football coming up. Pro football coming up. You want to go to a preseason game? Any concerts? Any plays? Anything you ever want
to
do?
Beyonce? I'd like to see Beyonce.
Go to SeatGeek. I guarantee you there's Beyonce
think she's on
tickets
tour
in
right
there.
Now.
Well, Jay-Z
is.
Jay-Z is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get Jay-Z tickets in.
Will you give me some?
I wonder if, I wonder, sure, no problem.
Thank you.
I'll put in the call.
Thank you.
What celebrities would you like to watch fuck? They'd be high on the list.
Oh, boy.
Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Yeah, because you know they're putting in work.
She looks Jay-Z like she seems take, tired at this point.
I don't know, man.
He's 44, 45. He's just so like, you know what? But he's been fucking like that, like an Olympian, since he is, what, 22?
What am I, chop liver over here? I'm crushing puss.
I want to see the chick from Modern Family and that Joe Manganiello guy fuck.
Oh, wow. Okay. Why?
Whoa, was that too... No. Is it bad that I remembered his name and not hers?
Joe Manganiello. Yeah, it was a little like Joe Manganiello. He's a guy that is...
he's a big dude, too.
He was in... he was the wolf in True Blood.
True Blood, yeah.
Okay.
And his wife is the woman from Modern Family.
Sophia Vergara.
Thank you.
Yeah, she looks
little
jiggly.
Respect.
Yeah, I'd like to see...
Again, I'm like a little surprised you remember his name and not
I don't know either. I'm
sounds like you really want to watch him fuck
Do you want to watch just those two or do you want to see a threesome?
Oh, can I throw someone else in there?
Yeah,
can it be
throw
me?
An A-Rod or something?
Oh, it's got to be another dude?
What's up?
I already messed up.
Oh, yeah, you can throw a girl in if you want, I guess. You got to.
I'll make it a dude. I want to make it. I'm going to stick to my original thought and make it a dude.
The Rock.
I'm not going to let society push me around. Dude. No, I want a dude in there.
No.
No, throw somebody for a goof in there, like that guy, that mini-me guy. Vern Troyer.
Wayne Knight, the dude from Seinfeld and Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
Suge Knight?
No, perfect. Any Knight. Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. Knight Rider.
There was a guy, Walker Knight, that helped me out, gave me some cigarettes one time when I was locked up.
Wow.
Really nice fellow.
Oh, really?
Real true name, Walker Knight.
Walker Knight.
Thank you, Walker.
That's a good
name. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Solid to me, yeah.
Yeah.
N-I-T-E.
I grant, yeah. Who'd
you like to see fuck?
Man, I mean, it's not very politically correct.
I mean, guys, this is a punch drunk first.
Yeah, wait a second. down your sense of hearing.
My Chick-fil-A joke.
What my go-to is always like your sister and Ari.
My sister and Ari?
Always.
Oof.
Just after I saw his balls.
I wouldn't
want
to do that to her.
I know.
I wouldn't wish that on an enemy.
Well, I feel like her character would get built. You know, she'd be emboldened.
Yeah, she would definitely take it on the chin, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
I'm talking about cum.
No, I'm on. I gotta change my answer. Where is Ari?
Ari is at
not
the
wearing
Yankee
a condom.
Game.
I'm sure of that. Wherever he is,
Ari's at the
I was
Yankee.
Promised
game.
Ari Shaffir.
Speaking of Yankees, the suspensions came down.
Oh, what do we got? What do we got?
Cabrera 7 games. Gary Sanchez 4.
So Cabrera 7 games. Sanchez
4. And that's are those the only people that took time?
That's the headline anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe not Austin Romine.
You almost got baited into a classic one, which I encourage everybody. And thank you to everybody for shitting on Bobby Lee. You guys all did a great job. I want to thank all the Punch Drunk fans.
What happened with Bobby Lee?
Well, Bobby Lee was going to show up, and then Lee'd it up. Yeah, he was going to be the guest and said he was going to be here. And then I called him the day before. Voicemail. Obviously, Bobby Lee's voicemail full. He's one of those guys. Inbox full. You can't even leave him a message.
I get it.
Doesn't text back.
Jardine's the same way. He's a dick.
And then just doesn't show up. So I told everybody, hey, just tweet at Bobby Lee. Just make it rain on him. Hey, you were great on Punch Drunk today. Thanks for taking the time out. And a lot of people said really funny tweets.
Good.
They really rained on him pretty hard.
He's a real piece of shit, that Bobby Lee.
Oh, wow. They really take
You know what he did to me?
What?
Got my hopes all up. He was like, you know what? You can come on. You can do 5 minutes on stage with me at the Improv in Ontario. Never heard from him again. I bump into him all the time. I'm not a dick. I'm not going to go and be like, hey, dude, I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire. But I'm like, I'm around, man. You see me. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since.
Now he doesn't even say hi to me. He just looks down and walks away.
Well, yeah.
Now I remember there was a time where he would always, You know, at the Comedy Store, there's always like some dumb game that's going around.
That's why Ari beat him up that one time.
People used to slap you.
This type times. Of shit.
Yeah, if you're ever reading something, bullshit. If you're ever reading something at the Comedy Store, there's a game going around. People just slap it out of your hands.
Yep.
And it was called "You Ain't Reading Nothing," which then turned into "You Ain't Eating Nothing." Where if you had like a slice of pizza, and you ain't eating nothing. And you, God damn it, you got your Joe's pizza on the floor. You're so pissed. Duncan and I had this theory. We wanted to get so rich that we're going to be like, you ain't texting nobody. And just break somebody's phone and just break them off cash. There you go, bro. Get yourself a new phone.
Here's a grand for your mini computer.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But then there was the, you were right. It was the fucking ball slap was going around.
Oh, yeah, the sack
tap. That one
tap.
Was the worst, the sack tap. Because it was always like you're talking to a girl and someone comes around the corner and
boom,
just flicks your balls and just folds you. And it was always at the worst time.
Dude, Ari did it to me at my special
not
taping.
A good time.
I was out. Good night, everyone. The Wilbur Theater, right?
Yeah.
He opened for me. I got, thank you guys so much.
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air, legs separated. And I'm getting bigger and bigger. I know it's from behind. He came, snuck up, like right behind me.
Ugh.
And just came up and like, boom, from behind. Oof. Between my two legs and buckled me. And the audience... eruption. He stands up and like,
yeah, what a hero he is for that. It's the greatest. The minute he thought of that
him.
Was great.
Huh?
I expected more from
like
Ari.
No pants on. No
it's
pants
horrible.
On falling.
You imagine doing that to the wrong guy, like that little Josh or somebody that's down there now, and he's oh yeah, we're fun, we're playing the dick slap game, blah 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 blah. And then fucking like Big Josh, the War Master or something, is there, and all of a sudden he gets accidentally slapped and then somebody gets murdered.
That's what happened, because Bobby got me like two different times. Like within 5 or 6 minutes.
Oof.
And the first one, I was like, oh, you got me. Then 5 minutes later, comes around the corner, zings me again. And I just looked at him and go, you're going to get it for that.
Mm-hmm.
You just made the list. And this is what ended that game.
What?
About a week later, he's standing there talking to somebody. And I just kind of come around the corner, like lower my level and just straight left punch. I didn't flick his balls. I was just like, boom.
Direct.
Right, straight on dick ball punch. He's on the ground for about 6-7 minutes. That game is over. Hey, nobody's slapping no more cocks.
You had to make an impression. To...
I was like, I'm going to get you, bro.
That was your
Nagasaki. Remember what you just did. Because I'll give you one free one, but don't just keep punching me in the balls all night long.
I won't
unless
give you
you're paying
one free
for it.
One.
Yeah, unless I specifically say.
That's like the guys
but
that
on
do
the
titty twisters. The titty twister guys.
Oh,
it's the same thing.
I always hated that.
Like, there's a sure way for you to get beat up. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Like... There's not even anything you could say. You got to expect to get fucked up if you do that shit to
somebody.
Yeah.
Dude, Kroll used to pinch like a little, like, you know, like.
Oh,
the
back
just
of the
wherever. Bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we were like, it was a hot day on set one time and he just pinches me. I go, don't ever fucking do that to me again.
Yeah.
Just like
really fucking.
Not
annoying.
Like I would ever hit him. I'm like, just it's like a thing. Like, I'm like,
really making me mad.
My mom used to, like, when she was upset, like, grab the back of your arm. And I remember being like, just fucking tell me what you want and
I don't know.
I hate that.
I do too.
Yeah.
That pinching will piss me off.
Pinching, yeah. So, but titty twists, pinching,
all that shit.
I'm like, fuck you.
Why do you want to make my life less comfortable?
You're trying to hurt me.
How about just hug me and say, it's nice to see you?
There you go. I'm a man. I'm trying to be a nice man. Be nice to me.
You are a nice
Don't
man.
Thank you, Tate. So are you, Steve.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you guys still do the league, fantasy league? Are you guys still in
no.
the league together?
Once the show's done, it was done.
The show ended? Because you guys were always in a league together.
We did one for the years that we were on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so once the show ended, you guys had this agreement of like, hey, man, then
it's over.
Disband.
We're not friends anymore.
We're still friends, but
we're not making money together.
We never
Fuck
really
you.
Did it together.
Are they going to be at your house tomorrow?
No, they're not.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not.
Are you guys all still keep up and still close?
Yeah, we go to dinner every like couple months.
That's cool.
There. But we never were into the league, our league, when we were on. Like, we're doing the show all day long. It's like the last thing we want to do is go home into your computer and like talk shit to each other.
Are you a fantasy guy?
I like it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, I wasn't. The show took a lot out of it. Like, I would be as into it as probably you guys are.
Yeah,
but it was like a lot of it. For 7 years. Mm. And it just sort of... I enjoy watching the
and
Giants
now. It's obligatory.
Now. Yeah, I mean, it's...
And anything
yes,
like that is
yeah,
kind
people
of
assume.
Drag.
Like, last night I was on stage at Comedy Store. I walked up on stage. I didn't get mic out. This guy's like, who you drafting in the first round? Like,
yeah.
In the front row. And I was like...
I bet
nobody
you got
knows.
That so much.
Yeah.
I get it a lot just from Red Zone and from people that know me from this show and know I work on Red Zone. I get that a lot of on Twitter and on you know, DMs and like, dude...
But this audience was like, we were at the Comedy Store in L.A., so it's like, some people didn't hear what he said.
Right.
No one understood. But like, now I have to address what's going on. You know.
Sure.
So it's obligatory to have to talk about fantasy, which I get, and I enjoy doing it, but I'm like now watching one game.
Have you watched Room 104 yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Me too.
There was only one that I wasn't totally loved, but I love the first one I loved with those two kids, the
kids
twins.
Were good, yeah.
I actually Googled them and looked at them up because I was like, was that one kid or was it two? Because I figured it was twins.
I don't know. I'm sure it was twins.
It was twins.
Usually with those things.
They've been in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
They're like the those male guys version of the Olsen twins.
Because having twins is for that industry is beneficial because you can work 5 hours and then have the other one work 5 hours.
Correct.
And you're working as long as a regular human
and
being.
And cutting half the amount of lines they need to know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
giving a six-year-old a lot of lines.
But also, it's like they
were
good.
Great, though.
They're good.
They were really good.
They're real good. So it's, you know, it's a benefit. I did, I'll be in an episode later on.
I was just going to ask you that.
I played, there's an episode where this two MMA fighter females, well, the episode is about her checking into the room.
Uh-huh.
So I play her manager.
How many episodes? Do you even know how many there are?
I think they did like 8 or 10 on the HBO. They got picked up for a second season yesterday.
Oh, good. Great, because I really like it.
Well, Mark was just like...
Have you seen it?
No.
It's on HBO. It's kind of like a Twilight Zone.
It's about... It's a whole... there's no cast, so that every episode is in this hotel room. This room...
Something
like,
fucked up happens in this one hotel room.
I've seen the ads for it.
Is so
it like a Black Mirror type situation?
Not as much, Twilight but kind Zone? Of, yeah, a little bit. You
like
know, Black Mirror's all technology
too
and shit.
Scary for me to watch.
Well, some of them are scary, some are funny, some of them are
thought-provoking.
Emotional, yeah. So it's like there's every episode, it's just like a new people check into that room.
That first one was great, that little kid. The best line I was like when that other kid comes out, and then he goes back in, and then the good kid comes back out, and he goes, what did he say? Did he get you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get you!
Yeah, it's creepy.
What
it's
did
a
he
little,
do? Did
like,
he get you? And you're like, what the fuck does that mean? My buddy sent me the funniest text. Now, this guy... Everybody has, like, those classic friends. Not even like Ari, but a guy that just always, not like he's a dumb guy. He's been acted. He's been in a million things. He's just one of those, like, kind of like meathead guys, but he always says the funniest shit. One time, before
Shore.
He used to be the door guy at the Saddle Ranch for years and years and years.
So he was dripping in puss.
Big guy. And he's a good-looking guy, too. And, he's the kind of guy that before I worked at the Red Zone, we would be working. We'd be always at your buddy's house. We'd have six TVs set up, and we just drop camp all day, just order food and smoke pot all day and watch football all day. He shows up, like, late. So now it's, like, the afternoon games. We've been together for, like, 4 hours. Oh, shit. I just remembered. I had my 11th threesome last night.
What?
And all of us go, you had your – you walk in with that story.
Yeah.
You walk in with the guest who had a
11th.
Threesome. And it says 11th. So he's the kind of guy that every time he says something, you have there's a list of questions after he'll say something. So we're at the Saddle Ranch, and he goes, let me ask you something, Teebs. Is it gay if a girl wants to put a strap on and fuck you in the ass? I go, sure. I mean, she's behind you. There's not really like an intimate thing. They're shaped like dicks. You're getting fucked from it's kind of leaning gay. Huh. Well, is it gay if she wants to put a finger in your ass? I go, nah, I don't
before
think that's
before or after
gay.
The dildo.
I think if it's just a finger in the ass, that's different, kind of curiosity, exploratory. I don't think that's as gay. How many fingers have you had in your ass? And he goes, at one time? I go, that wasn't my original question, but it is now. Yeah, at one time. So he's texting me during that, because I told him to watch that show.
How many fingers?
Oh, I don't remember. That was 18 years ago.
Hundreds.
All of them.
18 years ago.
How many you got?
He was also the same guy that, remember Jay Leno, Man on the Street thing he used to do? He starts texting all of us. This is 15, 16 years ago. Everybody, check out Leno. I'm on Leno tonight. And all of us are like, what is this motherfucker doing on Leno? Okay. Sure as shit, Man on the Street. Here comes fucking Frank walking down the street. And we're all like, yes, this is going to be great. Shows him, I only remember a few of them, Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Mm-hmm.
What's this called? Ha. Tilting, teasing, he goes back and forth between tilting towers.
Tilting towers.
And teasing towers. Pluralizes both of them. Settles on
teasing
tilting
towers.
Towers. Nope. Grand Canyon, man-made or natural?
Ooh.
That's a good one, Jay. It's a good one. And Jay Leno goes, maybe man just enhanced it a little bit. That's it. Snaps his finger. Points at Jay and goes,
nailed it.
That's it.
Thanks for giving me that light bolt there,
every
Jay.
Every single one of them was fucking hilarious that he was on. And I told him, hey, watch that show. We were talking about Game of Thrones. And I go, dude, check out this 104. I think you like it. And then he texts me back and he goes, kid, And it was his text, but I just read it in his voice, you know? He goes, tell you what, bro. If I'm old girl, in episode one, with Jessica, if I'm old girl, I'm at least opening up the door talking about it's hot in here. Fuck, dude. I was dying laughing.
Old girl.
Yeah. Hey, if I'm old girl, I'm at least. That shit was creepy, kid. That shit was creepy. If I'm old girl, I'm at least opening up the door talking about it's hot in here. Fuck, man. I love that guy. That guy really is a wonderful, wonderful
guy. The last episode of Game of Thrones is coming up.
Yeah, I know. I just started watching this season.
There are like 7 or 8 episodes only.
Wait a minute.
Fucking
You've never seen it before, and now you just start
at
this season?
Let me tell you what my plan is.
Did you catch up? Did you catch up already?
Catch up? No, no need. I got a brain. Here's what I'm doing, right?
You dumb fuck.
My wife? Yeah. You tell me. You call me whatever you want.
This is never going to work.
Oh, no. I can't wait.
This works great. Are you kidding me? Mm-mm. So she says to me, I go, Game
Daenerys?
Of Thrones. My wife. No, okay. My wife, who's huge Game of Thrones, watched every episode.
Of course.
So she goes, it's coming back. I go, I'm going to start watching it. She goes, well, you got to go back. I go, I'm not watching all the other episodes.
Has your wife watched all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every one.
She's like religious,
like,
big
yeah,
fan.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
American.
So she's like, I go, no. What am I? I go, I get the premise. I go, I understand television and the narrative thought, okay?
I've been on sitcoms. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. So I watched the first episode of the season, right?
Can you tell us the rest of this as Brody?
I watched the first episode of the season, and I got it.
He's got my favorite
The little
Brody.
Guy. Mad at his brother. Yeah, they're brothers. The brother fucks the sister.
Sure.
Obviously, there's family problems. Okay? Families have good times. Families have bad times.
Yeah.
My sister beat me with keys. That hurt the most because she was a janitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I understand what the problem is. Like, these people don't like each other. There's a war going on. It's Sopranos. It's fucking Boardwalk Empire. It's battling for territories. So, I look, when they start to talk about the minutiae, like, you did this to me because of that guy, and all right, fine. I don't get all the backstory, but the fucking dragons come out and start breathing fire, and you don't need to know. You don't have to watch 700 hours to know that that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, we had to watch it because it's the first time that's ever happened in 6 years.
And then that fucking dragon, I told my wife, I go, hey.
I knew that was coming.
I go, they're going to kill that fucking dragon, that creepy guy. She goes, what, the dragon? I go, and it
for
did.
Sure,
I go,
you can see
you
that
spent
coming.
Thousands of hours watching this show, and I knew that was going to happen before you did.
I just don't understand how you. The first time I watched it was when there's a scene when Khaleesi.
Yeah,
the
I missed all the
dragons,
nudity, by the way, because I respect women.
It's not worth it.
That's why I'm not going back.
The best
to watch
stuff
the other
was episodes. When Manmol was nude. Anyway, she walks in with eggs into a fire.
Yeah, my wife.
Where she
me.
Would burn alive, and then that hatches the dragons. That was the first thing I watched. I thought, this is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking whatever, fucking children. And then I watched it from the beginning, and I'm like, there's for sure dragons in the world. Like, they're smarter than us, and they're somewhere else right now. I don't know how you suspend your disbelief enough to just jump. You got a really creative mind.
First of all, you know the opening tells you everything. It shows you the map of where everyone lives.
Yep.
So already.
It's the longest opening,
I've had to screenshot
that
opening
Starks.
Map 100 times.
It always
I take pictures
adds
of
to it.
Where's Westeros? Are they across the big river?
I don't even
river?
Know what
is
you're talking
lake?
About.
What's going on?
I'll tell you right now, those fucking White Walkers out there are some bad motherfuckers.
Mm. What about the White Walker polar bear?
What is that thing? That's
the
like White the thing Walker from Lost.
Bear. Yeah, it is like the thing from Lost.
That's a show I've never seen. Is that worth seeing?
Lost?
I've
watched
it
twice.
It?
Yeah, they've. Well, here's the deal.
I like to hear they drop the ball at the end.
Yes. And imagine the joy you feel right now for the love of Game of Thrones.
Right.
And then having it like at the end, like. And then it's like a little boy wraps it up and it was like a toy and he just puts it in his pocket and you're like, what the fuck
right.
was this? Like that whole, like,
right.
you know, you're like,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, no, hashtag aliens. We're out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the seasons.
So some stupid way that it
was, somebody just wakes up and
like a
oh, that was a weird dream.
Puts his puzzle away and that was it.
Right.
That was the end of Saint Elsewhere. Where it's the whole show was a an autistic child's snow globe.
What?
Yeah. That's how Saint Elsewhere ended.
Really?
Yeah.
The hospital show?
The hospital show with Denzel Washington.
Shut up.
Yep.
With Denzel
really?
Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
Denzel was in St. Elsewhere?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like 2 years.
They ended
what are you, 64? How do you remember? How
you don't remember that?
I remember
St.
Elsewhere.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Hill Street Blues,
wow.
I remember.
Yeah. That was before that. Hill Street Blues.
Yeah, I just
predated.
Remember the names of these shows.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I don't have any idea that, I mean, I knew it was in a hospital. Was it in Chicago?
I don't really remember elsewhere. How shows
just, yeah, maybe.
I don't think it was Chicago.
I'm impressed.
I feel like they always are.
I would have remembered that.
What do you guys? Sunday night. Are we coming over to your house on Sunday too then or what?
No, Sunday I got to do a benefit for Paulie at the Comedy Store.
For who?
Paulie.
Oh, you do?
What's Why he don't doing? You plug
some
benefiting?
Plug some dates you got real quick.
Yeah, I'm doing a benefit for at the Comedy Store on Sunday. I don't know what it's for.
What time will that be?
8 o'clock. It's Paulie Shore's running a benefit for Children of the Night. That's not it.
That sounds creepy.
It's weird, but
did
yeah.
It's what? It's for the Children of the Night, bro.
Night Buddy Night. The Night Walkers, bro.
You know what he thinks my name is?
Tibbs.
Did let me have a cigarette, bro. Dude, let me get one for my baby, too.
He always wants two cigarettes, one for him and one for whatever scallywag he's talking to. I'll plug some stuff while you're looking. Yours
I got
up.
No October 5, 6, 7, Portland. Going back to Portland.
Sweet.
Helium Comedy Club. Oh. October.
Somebody just told me last night that there is a vegan strip club. In Portland.
There's more strip clubs in Portland than if you have every place has like a bar and like one
and
girl.
Good steaks. I remember going to a strip club in Portland that had the bomb steaks and they were like $4 and they were awesome.
Yeah, they all serve food too.
Yeah. But a vegan one, I thought that's. Are those just fat gooey girls in there? Like,
probably. I don't even go to that one.
It's a good thing we're watching the fight at your house because I am doing the Ren Azizi Comedy Festival and Heavy Metal Drummer Festival.
Wait, when?
Every night starting at 1 a.m. all of September, brought to you by me, Danish and O'Neill.
I don't think that's a good idea. Well, because I'm going to be home all September. I don't want that going on in my house. Did you book the bands already?
Yeah, they're booked. Right. But it's mostly drummers, though. Like, one band has 11 drummers, 9 guitar players.
What are
it's
they, Kodo?
You get the guy from the Muppets?
It's going to be pretty epic. Oh, yeah, Animal's going to be there.
Right. Animal from the Muppets, that's cool.
And then I am doing a big benefit for the troops, the ISIS troops. That should be good. I'm at the Broken Mic. Then I'm at Night of a Thousand Bachelorette Parties.
The wrong side of history?
Yeah, dude. There's a way to change that.
Then I'll be at the Dutch Oven.
that's where you have your residency, right?
At the Dutch Oven, yeah. and for all my other dates, you can follow me on Grindr. Now, John Jones.
So what happens there now?
Lost his mind or what?
Does he not know what he's taking? Or I have no idea like what the fallout's
been. It was an oral steroid. It wasn't masking drugs. It was a straight up oral steroid, not injected into him. I don't know if he thinks somebody like, his only excuse could be like, nah, man, somebody laced my cocaine. I didn't take
that, who does that fall on?
I mean,
it falls on John
they
Jones.
They made it fall on Gat Nutrition last time, didn't they? They said
is it the same company?
Well, that's who sponsors them. But Gat is not. It's like that's such a lie. What they end up saying, like Anderson said it too. They go, well, the pills that these are made in, there's other pills that are made. So if they make Deca in this also or whatever the other pills are, they make them in the same as the dick pills. And I took the dick pills, and there was residual. How much fucking residual is that? Like to be bioavailable in your body that alters you so that you piss hot. That's ridiculous. Like you can't. You're making 10,000, 100,000, however many pills you're making in a thing, and there's enough leftover powder of your steroids that you were doing in the same machine.
Sure.
I mean, how do I suspend my disbelief enough to follow the chain of events that says that you're not cheating?
Yeah, you can believe dragons, but not that.
Right, exactly.
I got you. No, I mean, this obviously he's got to fire who his nutrition people are, right? I mean,
or
this
make
is second
better
time.
Decisions.
Or,
but that's number one.
No,
decision
number
one
is
fire.
You stop blaming people and you take fucking ownership of your goddamn life.
Sure. When you're going, when you're training for like a regular MMA fight, how many, like
it's not
biotins
like
and like how many things are you taking every day?
Would I take when I train for an MMA fight or him?
Sure. Short teeps.
Yeah, you tell us what you take, and then I'll ask Tate.
Besides dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly cum loads just cum. It's just cum. It's just cum.
It's like guys would take multivitamins and think that they're on top of their nutrition. It's like dudes at the highest level of sport didn't know very much about nutrition, and they still probably don't. So now you've got power lifters or you've got different guys that are a drug-laden community that are trying to push your nutrition for your best gains or whatever so you can have a big deadlift, which – maybe isn't translating to kicking guys in the head anyway, but like
nobody's there. Like when he gets out of the ring and he's like, "Okay, here's your mid-morning pills," and like
that
he's
that's
not,
what, okay. So it's not like
nobody's
that.
Unconsciously putting stuff in their okay. body.
That's what I'm wondering. It's you like know you mean? Know, 3 times a day I come over and they give me like a shake and some pills, and
right,
I take that. And
right.
I mean, maybe that happens. I don't know. But at a certain point, if you're my guy that's giving me pills, I'm vetting you. I'm finding out what those are. And I'm like,
exactly.
If you fuck me, I'm going to kill you sure. because this is going to cost me
my livelihood
life.
And
it's
yours
cost me
too.
My life.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm the only thing that's made again. You popular. Go back to your dark little fucking gym then forever and never come. Like, it's like it becomes like that. It's like you got to have accountability.
He ain't fighting again.
And that's
for a
the
long
thing.
Time.
You piss hot and all this, all these times, like, you know, you're going to piss hot again. I don't get it. I don't know. But I also think it all should be legal. I think it's foolish. I think we're talking about a childish thing.
Does Daniel Cormier now, do you look at him like a champion? Does he
no,
get respected?
He's going to wear it. That's his belt of shame.
I know.
I mean, he's going to walk
it
around.
It was before.
He can't be saying, this is my, like, because the guy that beat the brakes off of you.
The Scarlet L.
Just gave it to you. Like, yep. Enjoy that belt. He'll, I mean.
But he's the only ever lost to him, though.
He'll never put that belt on. I don't think. I mean,
Wouldn't you say, though, if the guy that you that beat you the only two times you've ever lost is now never going to probably fight again, wouldn't you say, like, well, then, you know, no one's ever beat me. I'm the champion.
The
you
funny
can have
thing
that
is,
mindset.
I feel like there's no belt at all. That belt evaporates, and they have to have other fights to make that belt viable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To,
yeah.
To get the potency back in that belt.
Do you think John
Jones is the best guy to ever walk.
Do you think he'll ever fight again in the UFC?
For sure. I mean, that's the thing. Is
it's
like,
going to be 2 years suspension.
This arbitrary,
minimum.
Weird thing. I don't know about that.
Well, he had one.
They got
how old is he now?
They got Brock Lesnar.
Just turned 30.
It's yeah, those are big 2 years.
The UFC dictates who gets popped, right? Like when Brock came, they gave him a pass. They're like, well, he doesn't have to do a non-season urine analysis because it's such short notice that he's going to fight Mark Hunt. And he pisses hot. You know what I mean? It's like, but he's not expected not to piss hot. You know, like, and they, USADA doesn't give that to the State Athletic Commission. They give it to the UFC, the result. USADA is owned and paid for by the UFC. It's not the Nevada. So they get to control the narrative.
Yeah.
So it's whatever they want.
I didn't know that.
Really?
So they're not a separate sanction,
no.
Non-affiliated.
Listen, man, here's why I think
you
USADA
think people ever
was,
pissed hot and they've just been like,
yes,
nope.
Yes, absolutely. The Olympics, they why piss hot they, all the time and they don't fucking.
No, he's talking about in the,
and
UFC.
In the UFC.
For sure.
And they cover it up.
For sure.
Why wouldn't they cover up the John Jones thing?
I don't know. I mean, if too many people know, I don't know all the stuff.
Yeah.
This is just my supposition. I haven't been in the room when they're going, are we going to let this one out or yeah. not let this one out? But, I mean, it's clear that that happens with the choices that they've made
yeah.
with other guys. And you can't have it sometimes be okay. You can't have it, well, it's okay if it's off season. It's like, you can't kick fucking Nate Diaz out or Nick Diaz for smoking pot. Like,
ugh.
It's like all that shit is ridiculous. And at the end of the day, when we get epigenetic enhancements that where everybody can just be fucking whatever physical specimen you want to be, everybody that's in the arena is going to be in better condition than the two guys fighting. If we keep up the ridiculousness,
mm-hmm.
we either want, don't you want performance enhancing? Do you want guys untrained?
Well, the problem with that is, the problem with that is that it's either all or nothing because you
right.
have people that go, okay, I am not going to use all these different supplements or steroids or use them for recovery or any sort of thing like that because it's against the rules. And then they are the people that do that. So it's not a fair playground. So it's either.
It is a fair playground. It's
I'm saying you make it. Yeah, but there are people, if I say this is the rule,
wait.
You can't do this, there are people that don't do it.
Aren't there normal limits within a certain, like, if you had a doctor that's going to prescribe, like, I'm going to make Tate have the best possible performance in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's legal, right? You give you a little HGH, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Not that I'm going to hurt you. I'm just going to get you to the point where, isn't that, don't they have the ability to regulate what those levels are? And if you were going to make everything legal, why wouldn't you do that and then say piss after and your levels have to be under all of these numbers?
Almost like
it.
A DUI. Like
sort
you
of, yes.
can't drive.
We know you've been
over
drinking,
a point
but it's 0.07.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like if you test over a point,
because anything over
sense.
This number will hurt your liver or hurt your brain
yep.
or hurt your whatever.
We don't make sense right now. We want to pretend that things don't exist that are in play and that exist.
I mean, Diaz said it. Everyone
does. The point that
steroid.
They always say, and I, look, he said it. It's a hard argument, but the point that they always make is like, you don't want to tell kids like you have to do this to be able
fuck
to
kids.
Get to that.
Fuck kids. Fuck kids.
Well,
fuck
what else?
Right in their asses. Fuck them. You guys will take your fucking kids and you'll send them to Sunday school to get fucked by the priest. You'll send them back to the same priest after there's a court proceeding that says he's been fucking your kids. And you're like, I don't know, Jesus. You know, like, it's fucking ridiculous, this yeah. thing. We got cigarettes legal. We got fucking drunk driving that is basically sanctioned by the states that are, I mean, in New Mexico anyway. I know a guy that's got 13 drunk drivings. He killed 4 kids. He's still driving today. Like, it's like fucking ridiculous that we're going to say, yeah, this small little microcosm of athletes, that's what's really going to sour the brains of kids. How fucking stupid are you people? That's fucking ridiculous. That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. And also, you're the same cunts that are going, listen, dude, I just do it for my kids. I could have really shined in life, but I had these kids, you know, and I'm just doing it for them. It's like, quit blaming your fucking kids for everything. Have responsibility. Love your kids enough to teach them some fucking things and stop it. That's silly.
I worry about the people, and I don't want to use the kids, but like the kids that are trying to make it and just aren't good enough.
Yeah.
And they're going to be them.
I feel we should give them a participation trophy too then.
I'm saying, but then they take extra, and they're like, well, I need more and more, and they go off the rails.
You know what? Being dumb is bad for
totally
your life. Being dumb is not shined upon in Darwin's world, and that it's self leveling. I'm not trying to save all the dummies. You can't catch all the lemmings before they jump off the cliff.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying there's a thing.
I'd rather have them die.
There's an argument to me that say like I would like to say like. You always have an excuse then. Like, I wasn't good enough because I didn't have the right drugs or whatever.
Sure.
Right now, when you have drug testing, it says, like, you weren't good enough because you weren't good enough, you know, or you weren't the best athlete. So
John Jones on no drugs.
Mm-hmm. It's probably
beats me 10 times out of 10 if I'm fucking on drugs. I'm on all the drugs. I don't hit a baseball out of the park like Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not a deciding factor.
It doesn't translate.
And I don't think that, for average citizen Joe, then it looks like, dude, that's the thing. If he'd have done this. No, man. It's not that much of a difference. It'll help your – I think the biggest thing that steroids or drugs will do in the sport is it'll elongate a man who already has an infinitely short career. I think the career in the UFC right now is a year and a half. It's like 18 months or something. It's fucking small.
Sure.
And you can elongate that because you'll be able to not be injured as much. You can recover better.
Recovery.
And it'll elongate a career. So you can maybe have a couple more years – with that, if you're smart about it. The other thing, but it's not like, oh, it made my punches way. I don't believe in that. I believe it changes your mindset, and I think it can be damaging to athletes. If you're Superman, and now we're tested, and now I'm Lois Lane going in there, I'm not really Superman, or whatever the deal is. And I think that has big mental factors that don't get talked about really, because I think guys get broken. I think we saw that with Pride athletes, with Heath Herring and Nogueira. Those guys came back. They looked horrible in the UFC when they came back. But all their confidence, Vanderlei, all their confidence was shook because they're not on drugs anymore.
Yeah.
And then they found out, oh, we can take drugs here too. And now we've seen the varying results of all that as they've tightened up the reins on that. But the reason that they tightened the reins on that is because there's class action lawsuits going, hey, UFC, you knew that Steve was taking drugs and he knocked me out and you weren't taking care of me because you don't even test these guys. Well, fuck, when that stuff started to murmur and they're like, we're going to be big and we're going to start selling this company soon.
Was it Mark Hunt doing that? And didn't he want part of Brock's?
But that was after the sale, right?
Yeah.
But like,
that was after the sale.
And so what happened before the sale was this thing was happening. They're like, to posture us to sell this, we're going to have to put things in place that act like we care about the athletes.
Got it.
Which they don't.
And NFL's the same way.
And so they just started testing stuff so that when we go to court, we go, hey, dude, we did due diligence. What else could we have done? We had guys we put on suspension. Look at John Jones. He always took a lick for every time that he pissed hot. I mean, that becomes the conversation, mm-hmm. really, instead of like, I want this to be for the betterment or to not hurt kids or dreams. Fuck you, kids. You're not doing shit anyway. You know what I mean? Either you're going to come up and you're going to shine or you're not. Drugs aren't a part of it. I fought guys on steroids before. It ain't a big deal. What happens most of the time with guys on steroids, because we know so little about it, because it's illegal and because everybody has this cloth they cast over it about cheating. So nobody talks about it. It's untested. Guys run out of gas. All the guys that I knew that were trained that were like big steroid guys, fuck, good, man, good, let's go. Because after the first round, you're fucked. Like, you got no gas tank at all. Now, that's just in practice. Then you put it into a game day, you got to weigh something. You're normally a 185er, but now you can't get underneath 190 for some reason. Huh, that's weird. I wonder what he's taking that's holding all that extra weight. you know, and now you're really fucked, and now you're mentally fucked up too. It's like there's a whole bunch of. It's not a simple thing. Like he took steroids, so he's better, and that's why he's won. That's an immature argument. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I do believe. Fuck, we want big V8s. We like Trump. This big blowhard and president. Like, we in America, we like all that big shit. Give me double D titties. Implant whatever in your ass, baby. I love all that. We like WWE where guys are just on steroids and in tights. That's all we really know about it, but we love it. We don't want this in baseball.
What are the chances one of those guys pisses? I mean, I don't think Mayweather pisses positive, but McGregor.
I don't think
I doubt either one. Neither one of them have that in them. They're not that. I don't know. I mean, if Mayweather was ever going to piss.
What do you do if you're the
Mayweather's
UFC,
probably on test.
Probably.
He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
He's probably on test. He likes testosterone.
Oh, okay.
He likes to be rich and fuck a lot. You know what
that.
I mean? It's probably more of a sexual enhancement for him than it is for anything else.
Hang on. Get on testosterone.
Yep. Acquire testosterone.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like,
be a man for once.
It seems silly to me, this whole talk.
Oh, it makes I understand.
And
yeah.
Also, why?
Because
then
what do you do with the money then? What do you do? Like, how do you sell this fight for $60 and then say, like, thanks for watching, and then a month later go, by the way,
bucks?
The results don't really matter, and the other guy.
I'm so
really
sick of that happening.
And then what happens with
that
money?
What about Brock Lesnar and Jon Jones fully juiced? Let's see that.
Oh,
have we ever seen
yeah.
Brock Lesnar not juiced? No. Do we all know that?
Have
yeah.
we ever seen Jon Jones not juiced? It's not like, in a while.
You know, yeah, probably not. And I don't think it matters. And also, on the other side of it, am I more offended by Jon Jones being juiced or DC having a spare tire and being floppy and overweight? That's the highest representation of the sport?
Yep.
How embarrassed are you? Why are you not embarrassed? Man, look like a goddamn champion then.
He's always
you know, maybe
like
if you
that.
Worked harder, then that would be, you know what I mean? It's like, it becomes that kind of thing. It's like, what face are you, is that a worse face on the sport? Jon Jones doing that and going, this is just, I live in America, and this is fucking what it is, and like whatever, and everything's available to me.
Do you think they released it this week because it's getting swallowed up by this thing?
I don't know.
I mean, I did see him on SportsCenter, Dana White,
so.
Taking a couple questions about it, and he's like, it's a black guy for this and that, but he can always pivot to like how exciting this is.
Yeah, you know, the NFL always does that. They'll wait
to release
something.
So it's sort
yeah.
of like, you know, I mean, if this fight wasn't happening this week and Jon Jones got suspended, that
would be
a
big, news.
big
It would be the biggest
story.
News story in fighting.
Sports.
Yeah.
You know, one of them. But
I mean, let's face it, all those guys that are there, like DC is a tremendous athlete. He's fucking one of the very best guys in the world at what he does. And he's a great orator. He's got all of that. Everybody knows this. And so now is this just positioning to pump up another fighter to say sour grapes? Because the thing is that I know as a man, I walk into a ring. There's guys, I got knocked out by a guy. I got stopped by him, not completely finished. But like they stopped the fight and they should have. And I got clipped. And it's a guy that was not better than me. I'll say that 100 times. Mm-hmm. And I was better than him in wrestling. I was better at striking. I was better at everywhere.
But he just got clipped.
And a guy says to me afterwards, we come out, and he goes, there's a lot of talk. 9 times out of 10, dude, 9 times out of 100, fuck, man, you beat that dude's ass. Like, and my ego wants to go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I go, then my fucking, the mind that I love that keeps me honest spoke to me. And I wish that mind spoke to those guys that bitch about all that shit. And the thing is, 100% of the time that I met that guy in combat, he knocked me out. That's the only truth there is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's not like, if I'd have done it this way, I'd have been able to be more successful. No, motherfucker, there's only what happened.
Yeah.
And I have to look at reality. I can't look at these fantasy football leagues and all that faggotry that goes on. It's like, it's just what's real. You know what I mean? And that's the realest thing about fighting that I loved, is because we can find out, you know, jiu-jitsu's rad. Oh, really? Are you a black belt in X, Y, or Z? Cool. Is that better than the shit I got? Cool. Let's see. We can find out in like 3 minutes on the mat. Easy. Nobody even has to get hurt, and I'll know. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's like, that's the thing, is like, that's a proving ground of truth, that cage. And what happens in there, like, once I enter there with another guy, it's me and him, and that's it. And I'm not thinking about, like, did he eat a full breakfast? Is he hydrated? Did he take fucking...
Does he think
Man,
I'm pretty?
That ain't part of the conversation.
Does he want to
Is
kiss me?
Is he on test? This yeah. guy's on test. Imagine that. He's on test. He's on coke. He's on PCP, and he's coming at you across the cage.
Yeah.
Now what?
What are you going to do?
You're here.
We're real time
you go,
now.
Hey, I want a test.
Whoa. Because this guy,
because
veins are
pretty heavy. Hold on.
Car. And that's the other thing that it's all, like, I'm just calling. I'm not even really maybe saying I know, like, maybe having it all full bore legal isn't the way, but there's so much fuckery in there. I'm like, can we just stop the fuckery and just let it all be legal, even if that hurts us a little bit at first? Because the fact is, you piss test us before we fight.
Yep.
Yeah,
you didn't stop. You didn't stop the fight. You guys. So you knew he pissed hot, and you still put me in a cage with him. How about you fuck yourself? Then,
how long does it take to get results? Rule? How long does it take to get results?
What is it? An hour?
Is it really?
I mean, I don't know. Like, what's the technology for that? How hard is it to find metabolites in your blood or piss? Not very fucking hard.
I know. I think it seems like it takes time.
Apparently, it takes a couple weeks.
Apparently, it takes a month.
I mean, that's fuckery, right? That's ridiculous.
That should be the thing. You should wait while the commentators are talking to doing their walkouts,
right?
And then the results come out like. Both fighters are clean.
And they put handcuffs on a guy.
And then if it's not, then you get to vote. Like, do we still want to see these guys fight?
Yeah,
anyway?
Thumbs up or thumbs down. You do it emperor style.
Yeah.
That'd be rad.
Fuck yes.
And like one, like they just randomly pick a ticket.
They go, DC, you still want to get some?
Yeah.
He's a little elevated.
Bring him on.
Tate, what's going on to Caveman?
Caveman Coffee. We're just over there killing it.
Yeah, what do you guys got that's new?
I don't know that we have anything new per se, but mm-hmm. we've got a reformulated vanilla MCT that's fucking pretty nice. And we're all out through New York and Whole Foods and stuff like that. And we're just looking at distribution more and talking to it's weird because it's a lesson for me mostly because I'm talking to all these VC guys now and I don't know how to have that conversation really. And so just kind of learning as I go through these waters is where we're at. And technologically, I'm looking at doing a couple things that are pretty fun with it. And that, I don't know, I look at whatever I'm doing isn't forever.
Mm-hmm.
Even your mom. And it's just a stepping stone of learning.
Mine or his.
Learning how to take it to the next thing, right? So, like, whatever I did before is just informing me more of how to be better at the thing I do next time. And that's
right.
So there's a bunch of cool. I feel like I'm in school all the time with Caveman Coffee.
Yeah, go to cavemancoffeeco.com, guys, and get what you want. You can use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That'll give you 15% off of whatever you want. I personally love the nitros. You know, I hung out with you and Jardine the other day. No offense to him, because he would absolutely rip my head off and just shit down my neck just mm-hmm. as a goof.
It's pretty scary guy.
He was a little shorter than I thought he was going to be. I mean, it's because I'm so used to how tall you are. But I was like, oh, wow, he's much shorter. And then he shook my hand. I'm like,
He's one of the strongest people ever
he looks,
touched.
Fucking looks like it. So I was talking to him for a while. And then he goes, how do you like your coffee? He goes, you just like the nitros, don't you? I go, yeah. And then he starts giving me all this scientific fucking.
He's fucking a nerd on it.
He really was. I mean, he was really excited to talk about it. And I'm like, I don't have
he's
that kind of time.
Too, dude,
and I don't
you know
have
he's
that.
On Shameless. He's filming this season of Shameless right now.
That's
really?
One of my favorite
yeah,
shows,
dude.
Bro.
Yeah. So he booked a recurring role on that. He's in this other
show. That's
how
me and my sister grew up. We always just say that that's about our family.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I may have told this on this show before, but my dad and my uncle, they used to drive around like the South Side and like right by, you know, East Chicago, Ham and Gary all around there. They would drive around in a pickup truck. If they saw an unruly-looking character on a bicycle, they would yell, that's my bike. And if they jumped off the bike and ran,
describe
they would just
an
re-steal
unruly-looking character.
Someone who didn't deserve that bicycle. You're like, that guy, that's not his bicycle. He stole that fucking bike.
Pretty much anybody black or anybody white trash-looking.
That's what I was thinking.
You know? That was their game. They would yell, that's my bike. If they jumped off and ran, they would just re-steal the bike. And if they didn't, they would just keep on driving like
hustle.
It was no big deal. And then it would sell like 6 bikes at the end of the day.
I mean, if anybody's ever been, like, you maybe don't notice, but like if you live in a neighborhood like that,
yeah.
And it's common, you'll see a dude that's a 6'4", rugged gangbanger looking dude.
Debo.
And he's riding a little girl's bike or something like that. And you're like, okay. And that's everywhere. Nobody has their own bike.
That's my bike, punk.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
That's my bike, punk.
Yeah, well, KJ's doing that. And then we got the show Godless coming out. Me and him and Cowboy did, which is like a cowboy show where that'll be fucking awesome.
I just saw, was he in Logan?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw him in that. Okay,
yeah.
Machine that
gunning
him.
People out of the back.
Yeah,
of
in the
truck
back. Yeah, I'm like yeah, that. Yeah. It was a quick little thing. Yeah. I'm like, damn, that looks like him.
Yeah, man. So that's going on. We got big. We at the end of the month in Texas and Dallas. We've got a 2-year on the 31st. We've got a 2-year anniversary of Clutch Dallas, and then
nice. We're
having a big party then. And then at the end of September, we have it's a 5-year of Concrete Cowboy Dallas. And so
how's the Chicago one going?
Those are going great too, man. Yeah, that's wicked, and they're looking at doing some more things out there. So that's all pretty exciting.
Cool, man.
And what else? Pirate Life Radio, just doing that, and then trying to get another job. It's a weird thing being in this business. Like, you're
continually unemployed.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I love that life. Cool. You get to just go tell jokes and all that. It's like, I'm unemployed all the time.
Every Monday or no Tuesday, we're unemployed.
Oh, no yeah. Security. I'm unemployed till I get on stage tonight.
I mean, it's like you having that, having your show.
Yeah.
Must have given you so much solace as far as having a family and going, okay, it can be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because as an artist that's out there just trying to do damn thing, it's like,
day to day.
Fuck, I don't know that I can feed myself, let alone have somebody that I take care
of. Dude, Red Zone starts tomorrow, first rehearsal's tomorrow, and I'm like,
let's do it.
Yep. 19 weeks of me having fucking consistent money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. Yep.
That's a real thing, that psyche that goes into being a creative. Because, I mean, that's all beautiful and ethereal and everything else, but I got to put gas in the car.
I know. It's trust in yourself.
This is an expensive town to live in.
Yeah.
This is an expensive town to live in.
I know.
You know, you look at houses where you're like, hey, that's a nice little $2.5 million house.
So
that is a $80,000 house in my hometown.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
My buddy has a house in Pensacola. And he goes, what do you pay for your apartment? I have a small studio. He goes, what do you pay in that place? And I told him what I pay. And he goes, dude, that's my mortgage. I have 4-bedroom and a swimming pool.
Yeah.
That's my mortgage. I have a room. Yeah. My apartment is as big as this room practically.
Yep. It's wild, man.
Door kitchen and a bathroom in here.
I look at real estate like on my phone a lot. So like, if I land in a city that I haven't been in before, I'll just sit in the hotel and do
it.
And then sometimes your margins of what you are looking for, the houses, like, are left over from L.A., and I'll have them there in, like, Columbus, Ohio, and you can see what you get in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it would be like what Mayweather would live in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, a $200,000 house in my hometown.
Forget it.
Is a $7 million house in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I mean,
insane.
It's 5-6-bedroom pool, all that shit.
Fuck it, dude.
Did you guys watch Ozarks?
I just
finished it.
Episode 7 I'm up to.
Loved it. I watched 7 episodes.
Okay, I have a question,
though.
Okay,
so
you guys have both watched
it.
This
has
nothing
to
do with the show, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Explain to me one part about that I'm not understanding about money laundering. So, say you had, like you said, $5 million, right?
Sure.
How is he putting money into the church? Like, say he was going to build the church, right? And how would you then get that money out? Say you put $1 million into building the church.
Right.
Is it so that it only really costs $100,000, but you invoice like $500,000?
Right. He's my carpenter. How much is it going to cost you to frame this? $50. Okay, I'm going to write it up for $500, and I'm going to give you $50.
Mm-hmm.
It's or like 70, that. Maybe.
But then the part that I don't get is that Jason has to claim that he's been paid $500. So I have to pay his taxes on that, too, I would think.
So how much? Yeah, so maybe that's why he said 15% of it doesn't come back. But it was putting money into buildings was a little confusing to me. I was like, how do you then
It explains lampshade stores in L.A. to me. I'm like, how does this motherfucker just sell I never bought a lampshade in my life.
I know.
How do they? And now they're like, oh, heroin. That's how. That's why the lampshade stores have been there 30 years.
They just have to clean money.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's the thing where you look at like the
rug
Pentagon.
Stores. Who's buying rugs? You're buying that many rugs that you can keep a fucking business
Trust
on
me.
Melrose? Stop
my
it.
My wife bought a lot of rugs when we bought our house. She wanted hardwood floor, and then she goes out, and I'm like, what are you getting? $5,000 worth of rugs. I'm like, we could have had carpet. We could have gone to a house with fucking carpet.
Could have.
Fuck it.
Party's over.
That was confusing.
Guys,
to me.
Thank you guys so much for being on the show. Thanks everybody for listening.
No problem.
One last plug that we got for all things comedy is it's our good friends at It's Just Fruit. Is that what it's called?
What?
That's itfruit.com. That's itfruit.com. Great fruit bars, good tasting. Big flavor, four grams of, that's funny, of veggie protein. And they have veggies. They have veggie as well. I know we had the It's Just Fruit on here before. But this time, they also have veggie ones, man. It's good. It's healthy. Under 100 calories. Vegetables, fruits, all the things that you need. Go to thatsitfruit.com /punchdrunk, and that'll
I feel like
get
they
you.
Have to change their name.
Do you?
You can't be fucking saying that's just fruit. Oh, we got vegetables too. Well, no,
that's,
man.
That's actually what they started with.
Bad name.
And the fruit's going good, but they just want to remind everybody, hey, they have veggie ones too. It's good for the kids. It's not so full of sugar. Everybody loves it. Even the fight nanny uses it all the time.
Is there a suggestion box? Can I go to their website and
I think you're doing it right now.
Okay.
Verbal suggestion.
I think you are doing it. As always, thank you guys so much. Tuesday, Sam and Ari will be back, and we will announce all of the people that are in our fantasy league. I will give a quick spoiler alert. One person is in. Everybody has submitted wonderful things. A guy's going to slam his dick in a dictionary. I told him as long as it's on the penis page of the dictionary, that'll be fine. You're probably in. Everybody suggested a lot of crazy things of why they want to get in. But the one guy that I picked myself that I love the most, his email subject just said football, and the body of the email just said thanks. You're in, sir. Everybody else, paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, one guy just says, subject, football, thanks. Dave, or whatever his fucking name is.
I can beat that guy.
That guy is in. I imagine he is ESL, if anybody else isn't. So thank you guys so much. Go check out Sammy. See Ari whenever you can see him, but watch his special, Double Negative, on Netflix. Both of them are hilarious, and I'm very proud of my buddy. And go see Sam in Philly. You guys, thank you guys so much. I love you guys both.
I want to also, if people could tweet Bobby Lee and talk about how he broke my heart.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Chuckie Watts got his heart broken.
Thanks, man.
Suck it.